Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top U.S. officials will meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend to talk trade. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Trump is sounding upbeat about the upcoming talks in Switzerland.
I think we're going to have a good weekend with China. I think they have a lot to gain.
And he believes the discussions can be a win-win.
I think it's going to be very good for both countries.
The president has imposed a 145% tariff on China, leading to a trade confrontation between the world's two largest economies. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio extending congratulations to the first American Pope, Leo XIV.
This is a moment of profound significance for the Catholic Church, offering renewed hope and continuity amid the 2025 Jubilee year to over a billion faithful worldwide.
The State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce. President Trump says the U.S. is in the market for new air traffic control systems.
This system is so incredible what they can do.
The president seeking upgrades after a number of air traffic-related accidents have taken place already this year. Lisa Dwyer reports transgender troops are being moved out of the military. That follows Tuesday's Supreme Court decision allowing that ban to remain in effect.
The Pentagon will immediately begin moving as many as 1,000 openly identifying transgender service members out of the military and give others 30 days to self-identify. The Defense Department will begin going through medical records to identify others who have not come forward. Those whose medical records show that they have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, who show symptoms or are being treated, will then be involuntarily forced out of the service. The new rule only allows for a very few limited exceptions on a case-by-case basis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
TGIF, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had some rain through the area overnight. Some of the roadways are still damp. We can still see the spray from some of the vehicles, so we're going to have to factor that in. We've only had one incident, and that's already clear. There was a wreck about 5:20 this morning, outer loop at the BW Parkway, very quickly cleared, and even the right shoulder now is back open in that area. So nothing early on the Beltway. Even the west side right now is running okay from 795 to Frederick Road. A little bit slow. Some brake lights beginning. 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street. We're clear. Good to go at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain a good bit of today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today, 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day, temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not exactly a beautiful morning. It's a little bit mucky outside right now. Pikesville, 57 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gold shrouds have been draped at the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen in honor of Pope Leo XIV. Inside the church, Baltimore Archbishop William Laurie said a mass of thanksgiving in honor of the new pope. Said that yesterday, the Archbishop says the selection of former Cardinal Robert Prevost was an inspired choice. Maryland leaders are reacting to the election of former Cardinal Robert Prevost of Chicago, by the way, as the first American to be elected Pope. Governor Wes Boer is congratulating Pope Leo XIV, and he joins others across the world in praying for the success of His Holiness's papacy. Maryland Transit Administration has released the name of a woman who died after being struck by a Merc train in Washington County on Tuesday. 20-year-old Summer Griffin of Knoxville, Maryland, and another person were both on the train tracks when they were struck by the train that was on the way from Washington, D.C. to Harper's Ferry. The second victim also killed, but their name has not been released. Accident investigation is ongoing. Former First Mariner Bank exec and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale will indeed challenge incumbent Governor Wes Boer in the 2026 Democrat primary for governor. The Baltimore native announced his candidacy Thursday, saying in part that he's concerned about the state's high taxes, the economy, juvenile justice system, and a lack of job creation. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Dean Kramer gave the Birds another seven strong innings yesterday against the Twins, but it was the Orioles' bullpen that failed him in the eighth.
Lee, four hits in 21 at-bats from the right side of the plate. Swing and a fly ball, left center field, in the gap. Mullins on the move. Mullins will turn. That's in play and off the base of the wall. One run scores. Here comes Buxton heading home. Henderson, no chance. Brooks Lee puts the Twins on top in eighth inning. Two out. Two-run double. It's 4-2.
Call courtesy of Twins TV. The Twins would then tack on another run to win it 5-2 over Baltimore, sending the Orioles to their fifth straight loss, 12th in 16, and a season low 10 games under 500. After the game, a sullen manager, Brandon Hyde.
You know, it's the big leagues, and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations, and you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities, but it's not moving the baseball with runners on base.
The Birds go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They leave 9 stranded in the game. Meanwhile, in D.C. last night, the Caps needed a big-time performance against the aggressive Carolina Hurricanes. And boy, did they get it.
And it gets played ahead to McMichael from Roy. Coming across the play at Walker. He couldn't get it in. Now McMichael speeding in on a breakaway. Scores! Connor McMichael makes it 1-0 Washington.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. The Caps would go on for a 3-1 win, and Tom Wilson was the man last night. More on that later in the show. Coming up in 30 minutes, reinforcements are on the way for the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice from Maryland. It's a Friday, May the 9th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, O'Keefe Media Group stinging the Attorney General Pam Bondi over the Epstein files. Take a look at Cash Patel on the Hill yesterday. Our top story is just a little over 24 hours after appearing on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Ed Hale Sr., the Baltimore Blast owner, banker, shipper, Baltimore businessman. We had Ed here for about 30 minutes on the other day. He announced on Thursday he was running for governor as a Democrat.
I'm all in for Maryland. I'm not going to be running for president. I'm not going to be running for anything else. I'm here, and I'm not going to leave, and I'll give everything I have.
Yeah, not going to leave is obviously a shot at the previous governors. That would be Moore, Hogan, O'Malley, all had national ambition, all desperately wanted to be president, so much so that we get Governor Moore right now for the occasional bill signing.
Yeah.
Outside of that, he's pretty much outside of the state. And Ed Hale said he actually thought about leaving the state, as he told us the other day. That's one of the motivations for him running.
Six Flags is leaving. The FBI decided not to come after Senator Cardin and Senator Mikulski worked for decades tirelessly to get that to come here. They're not going to be here. And now the Washington Commanders are going to move out of the state. So that was just over the last month. So I really believe that we could do better and we should be a little bit more business friendly.
Is it the Democrat delegate that moved his business out of the state before voting for the tech tax? There's the IonQ company that moved, even with the carve-out, moved to Tennessee. And he also says that Maryland needs to be more business-friendly.
I was going to move to New Hampshire. I'm really thinking about it. I didn't want to leave because I am all in for Maryland.
He's all in, and that's a good thing. But the other issue that came up, we talked about this about the other morning, is the explosion of juvenile crime here in Baltimore and in the state.
There's no deterrent, and we need to have something that could be done.
Right. So Ed Hale Sr. is now in. Coming up, we're going to talk about what his chances are, and I have some predictions. Because I think we have on the Democrat side now Ed Hale, pretty prominent Democrat. Obviously, businessman challenging Wes Moore. And on the Republican side, we spoke with him yesterday, John Myrick.
Yep.
Is that it? Or do you think there are going to be more that enter the race on both sides of the aisle?
I think one more, at least one more on the GOP side.
Are you thinking lockdown Larry?
No, I think Larry will not do it. But I think that there's somebody out there in the weeds yet identified who will decide that he or she has a legitimate chance for a run. And I say he or she because I think there are a couple of prominent female Republicans in the state who might say, I'll take a shot.
Okay, we'll throw it out there. Especially, what do you think Ed Hale's chances are on the Democrat side of toppling Wes Moore in a primary? And is John Myrick it? Are there other Republicans that you would like to see toss their hat into the race? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, of course, then there's Chuck Whitaker, who would be an automatic win.
Absolutely.
If he ever moved back to the state.
Absolutely. Particularly if he were guarantee, as politicians tend to guarantee things that they're never held responsible for, if he were guarantee easy rush hours for the next 4 years under his administration. It's 613 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
That promise would be broken the first morning, as you well know. I'm surprised that I got up this morning and I saw the rain was already in the city, and I said, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And yet, here we had some rain, and we haven't had anything major. We had a little wreck there on the outer loop of the BW Parkway. That's already gone. Some of the roads are drying out. One of my favorite cameras. We never have a traffic problem here. This is Route 33 on the eastern shore at Knapp's Narrows. There's a little drawbridge there, and every day when I come in, I put that camera up just to watch the little boats going in and out of there to the eastern part of the bay. Beautiful. So if you're working down there, you live down there, good morning. I always look at you just to say hey. But it's gorgeous. But the roadways have dried out. That was my point. They had the rain as well, but it's dry right now through there and down around 50 and 404 and through that area at the Kent Narrows Bridge. Everybody through Annapolis is running okay from the Bay Bridge towards I-97. There are some brief delays. Heavy traffic now southbound on 895, still clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be, well, rain on and off throughout the day. Some thunder possible at a high of 68. Rain moves out overnight. Tomorrow it'll be sunny, dry, and 75. For Mother's Day, it'll be sunny and a high around 80. So a great day coming up for Mom's Day. Enjoy the weekend. Just get through today. You can be okay. Right now, rain and 58 in Columbia, 57 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. A new pope has been chosen, and he's taken an unusual name. The pontiff, formerly known as the cardinal. That'll be as Leo the 14th. Hard to believe there have been 13 other Leos.
Yeah.
I think the last Leo was... was what, around the turn of the century? I think it was in the like 1903 or something like
that. As a Calvinist, I can leave that one to you.
The new pope is an American. His first order of business is to trade in his Pope-mobile for Ford F-150.
Yes.
And by the way, he's originally from Chicago.
Yeah, Southside.
His brother, John, is he a Cubs fan or is he a White Sox fan?
He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from.
Easy. You grew up on the South Side, he has to be a White Sox fan. Grew up on the North Side, you have to be a Cubs fan.
Well, apparently he has been doing enough praying for the White Sox because they stink. New study out says America's biggest cities are sinking. New York City is sinking by just a fraction of an inch every year. But eventually, you know, one of these days you'll have to walk up the stairs to get onto the subway in New York. FBI Director Cash Patel shocked the Senate Budget Committee yesterday. He showed up without a budget proposal as required by law. Gee, with a name like Cash... Mm-hmm. You would think he would that'd be first and foremost.
Wow.
Apparently not. Chinese tech companies using AI to translate animal sounds into human language.
Oof.
Apparently the first translation was a dog while scooting. Hey, can I get some help here?
Nice.
How about some TP? This
that's all right. I have the carpet to use. It's fine.
This is a bizarre story. Last month's execution by a firing squad in South Carolina was apparently botched. One of the three shooters missed completely. So the other two got him, but one of them missed. Question is,
alive for a while.
If all three had missed,
yeah,
would the guy go free?
Because of Mulligan.
That happened to the Three Stooges at one time.
That's right.
You they had an earthquake when the firing squad fired, and they walked out.
Only you would remember that.
They missed us. Hmm.
The Who has announced they are retiring after this summer's concert tour. This will be their final farewell tour.
Makes sense.
Message to The Who.
Probably their 80s, aren't they?
That's right. Message to The Who, we won't get fooled again.
Yes.
No. Not in the least bit. So we finally have a pope, and the question everybody wants to ask is he going to be more like Francis? Is he going to be more like John Paul II, who was crucial in working with President Reagan and Maggie Thatcher in taking down the Soviet Union, the evil empire? It looks to me that from his X feed, if that indeed is his X feed, he's more like Francis. He's probably the most more progressive. He's already criticized President Trump, Vice President Vance. He is open borders. He is pro-gun control. He is pro-climate change. So there's. It looks like it's Pope Leo the Lefty. Although we got to give him benefit of the doubt until he actually starts making his first encyclical and things of that nature. President Trump did respond to the election of Pope Leo the 14th. The first American pope, saying that congratulations to Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, who was just named pope. It is such an honor to realize he's the first American pope. What excitement. What a great honor for our country. I look forward to meeting Pope Leo XIV. It will be a very meaningful moment. End of quote. All right, well, you may want to look at some of his posts or repost on X first before you do that, just to get a sense.
Yeah.
You know, and look, there are some things. He is not a big fan of Pope Francis was in the homosexual marriage and that kind of thing. He does not believe women should be ordained. So there are some traditional Catholic doctrine that he does uphold or support. But, you know, a lot of it is he's not a Jesuit, by the way, which is always a good thing.
He's an Augustinian. So after Saint Augustine.
I can't keep up with this stuff.
I know, yeah.
Being a Presbyterian.
Really?
I have no idea.
Exactly. The frozen chosen. You know, we'll show up. We'll really appreciate
you
what you do
else?
By being,
do you know
by
who
being
else
silent.
Was an Augustinian?
Who's that?
Martin Luther.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, there we go.
Yeah, so.
Watch your church doors, people. There's a guy out there with a nail on 95 theses.
Yeah.
I went to a Catholic service one time with a friend of mine, and I said I didn't realize I was doing calisthenics while I was there.
Well, that's the whole thing, because they want to keep you fit while observing faith at
the
same time.
Kneel down, get up, kneel down, get up.
If you sit on your keister for the entire service, what good is that? Well, you stand up, you sit down, you kneel down, and, rinse, lather, repeat. So, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that.
God bless you.
And it is so...
well said, Chuck.
The best of the morning drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com. It's brought to you by the law offices of Mike Lee Freeman. So, up next, what do you think of Ed Hale's chances against Westmore? And is that it? Or are there going to be more Democrats and Republicans? Would you like to see somebody else toss their hat into the ring? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So, my hometown.
You look at some of the numbers here for Ed Hale. We talked about this with him the other morning. Westmore's 47. Ed Hale will be 79. For a lot of Democrat voters, it may or may not be an issue. I don't know. Westmore already has $4 million in his war chest. Ed Hale starts from scratch. Said he didn't talk to any of the donors as of yet. But the question is, Westmore's approval rating right now has dipped. It still remains above 50%, but it was at 1.63, I think, percent at one point. So now he's down a little bit above 50%. And when you look at it, there are those who predict that Ed Hale, at best, could get 20% of the vote in any primary. If the economy goes south, if they have to go back into special session, if there are yet even more burdens placed on the Maryland voter and taxpayer, then he might get 30%. I think that. And I'll tell you why. We'll get to this after Chuck's traffic report, because I did speak with the governor's office again yesterday. They're very, very interested in having the audio of our interview, which they eventually did get. So we'll talk about that and what I think will happen, what the Democrats will do to ensure that Westmore, because you can't run for president if you get spanked in your own state. So they're going to pull out all the stops and make sure Westmore is the guy.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Somebody getting spanked?
Easy, Chuck.
Yes, they're at the end. Chuck. Well, I didn't want to reveal the big surprise, but at the end of the roast, we're going to have Chuck go through the paddle wheel.
Yeah. That's why he's coming to town. He likes that.
I just wanted so you can pad up if you want, just so that you're prepared.
But I have to make sure my concealed weapons permit is good in Maryland. Yeah, that's going to happen.
By pad up, he means eat normally.
Because I thought if somebody's getting spanked in Maryland, I may come up for the weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, let's get away from that. The Outer Loop West Side filling in now. right around I-70, and eventually this is going to back up towards Liberty Road. Just a morning delay. I looked down at Route 40, and we're crossing there without any problems, and then down the hill towards Frederick Road. The lanes are open. The roadway is a little bit damp, so we really have to pay attention there. And, of course, the ongoing construction on the Beltway anywhere between Liberty Road and the bridge at I-70. Brief delays, getting busy now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chip Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Friday and Mother's Day weekend shaping up like this. Let's get through today. Rain on and off throughout the day. Thunderstorms possible, 68. Rain moves out overnight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, 75 for Mom's Day. Sunny and 80. Going to be a really nice day to eat outdoors, to do the barbecues, or whatever you want to do with mom. It's going to be a great day for it. Rain right now in the next hour, 58 in Ellicott City, and it is 60 and raining in Baltimore City. So let's first talk about the Democrat side of the aisle. Carter Elliott, who's the governor's spokesperson and communications director, yep. I've had several conversations with him in the last couple of days. They really, really were interested in having the audio of our Ed Hale interview from the other day. Apparently there was a little glitch or something in the website, so we did get that corrected finally. And so he's, you know, was very interested as to what Ed said. And I think that as we have predicted, it could take 20% of vote. If the economy goes really south, it could be better. But I don't think the Democrat Party in Maryland is going to let that happen. There may also be another candidate, maybe funded by Westmore, that this is what Democrats do. Mm-hmm. They will nominate another candidate, and he will not be progressive. He'll be more like an Ed Hale. He'll be a in-betweener, all mm-hmm. right? Yes. And that will be designed to take votes away from Ed Hale Sr. because they have the money. They have the machine. And my prediction is they're going to make sure that Westmore is the guy. I know Kristen is champing at the bit here.
There's always a spoiler. Yeah. And the spoiler doesn't want to win. They just want to split the anti-incumbent vote so then the incumbent... Yeah. Can sail through. But maybe there's a way around that. Maybe we should do some sort of a... Let's say if the choices really do end up being Governor Moore on the Democrat side, even in the primary, and then let's say Hogan, you know, or another rhino, because remember, the Maryland GOP's MO is right before the deadline when nobody's had time to plan or react. They slide in a name right before midnight on the deadline, and then nobody has time, you know, technically legal, obviously, but it's not a lot of time to react. So I would say if the choice comes down to Hogan and Moore, this might shock a lot of people that know me, but I might consider changing my registration and voting in the Democrat primary because I want someone who is Maryland first. I don't care about the party, and from what we've seen from both the Maryland GOP and the national RNC for the past 10 years at least, I feel no loyalty to them, how they've treated us, how they've treated Dan Cox, how they've treated the voters, how they've treated Trump. So I would be open to voting for Ed Hale. I'm actually very intrigued by his run. He is sort of like a Maryland Trump. He's built businesses. He flies around in a helicopter in the city. He has a proven track record of giving people jobs, creating jobs. He said he built the Canton Tower less than half the time as the government tried to do it. That's very Trumpian. Now, I wouldn't recommend using that argument to sway over Democrat voters, but thing I'll say is this. I understand all the political experts in general say, well, he won't have a chance, and I agree. The Democrat Party, you can't be radical enough. He's not radical enough to be. He's a very old-school Democrat, which is really more conservative. But what if Trump really does drain the swamp enough in Maryland, and what if he's closing all of these federal bureaucracies, and what if all those voters have to move out of Maryland? Because if you look at the map, when Trump won and then we started looking at all the states broken down by county just in last fall's election, most of Maryland is red. So what if we got rid of just enough federal government workers who had to move elsewhere because they lost their job because Trump's draining the swamp? And what if there were room for some real people? I think he has more of a chance than what we're being told.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think they're going to make sure that they run a spoiler. And I do think that you're right. The dynamic may shift with federal voters being laid off here in Maryland or perhaps relocating or whatever the case may be. But then the big question is, will there be another Republican, especially one from the GOP swamp, vis-a-vis Lockdown Larry or somebody else? We had a scheduled interview with Dan Cox. Unfortunately, he had a personal family issue. So we should should get Dan back on the air and see what his thoughts are as well. Thanks, Kristen. Great analysis. 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. A lot of folks currently homeowners are still sitting on the sidelines, not quite ready to move because inventory is not massive right now, and the interest rate they have on their current home is pretty good. So why run the risk, right? Well, if you're like those folks, please listen up. What if you could find your dream home with an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s? Would you go for it? Well, if you said yes, you've got to talk with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realtor. This guy is able to sell your home using today's techniques and today's skill set, not like a realtor would have done 20 years ago, but like one should be doing it 20 years from now. What he's done with technology is truly exceptional. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent that I would sell, that I would trust, rather, to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. As we've been talking about, former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale will challenge incumbent Wes Moore in the 2026 Democratic primary for governor. The Baltimore native announced his candidacy on Thursday, saying in part that he is concerned about the state's high taxes, the economy, juvenile justice system, and a lack of job creation. Hale believes Maryland can be more business friendly, saying, at one time he thought about moving out of the state because of the taxes, but he doesn't want to leave the state because he is all in for Maryland. Naval Support Activity and the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis now require real ID compliant credentials for visitors entering through the pedestrian gate 1. The accepted identification includes a real ID driver's license, U.S. passport, or an enhanced driver's license issued by the states of Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington. Non-U.S. citizens may only visit USNA and NSA Annapolis when escorted by a U.S. citizen who has Department of Defense credentials and escort privileges. Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at a commemorative groundbreaking for a new facility to honor the late Elijah Cummings. The mayor will be joined by city, state, and congressional leaders at 10 this morning on the site of the Congressman Elijah Cummings Recreation Center. Officials say the center represents opportunity, legacy, and a brighter future for South Baltimore. Joining the mayor will be Congressman Kwesi Mfume, State Senate President Bill Ferguson, and City Council President Zeke Cohen. Coming up on 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Pick three, lottery number 468. I'm sorry, 460. And pick four was 2380. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
BWD Parkway, looking at you live here at Route 32. All is well, coming down from Arundel Mills, coming north from Powder Mill Road through 197. Roadway still damp from the rain overnight, but the early pace here right now is very good on both sides of 295. 95 down to the Capitol Beltway, no issues there. The Beltway continues to fill in. The west side, one busy spot there, and it's mainly between I-70 and Route 40. JFX, the roadway a little bit damp, so as always, anywhere between Ruxton Road in downtown. Watch your speed on the expressway both directions through there. Only a brief delay. We're still under 5 minutes right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain a good bit of today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today, 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day, temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds are in a bad way right now, as you know. Swept by the Twins yesterday in Minnesota, 5-2 the final. And it turns out situational hitting may be a bigger problem than the pitching. Birds get 10 hits for the second straight game, go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They strand 9. Baltimore sinking to an MLB low 191 batting average with Ducks on the pond. Manager Brandon Hyde, a curt response when asked why.
I think it's inexperienced pressing. You can go for a wide array.
Heston Kerstad, though, went into more detail in the postgame.
I think there's a lot of us trying too hard. I would all speak for myself mostly. Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen.
The performance by the Birds' bats overshadows a seven-inning, two-run performance by Dean Kramer, his second straight seven-inning stint. The Orioles take their five-game losing streak to Anaheim tonight for a 9:38 first pitch against the Angels. Zach Eflin and Tyler O'Neill will join the Birds out west. Caps fans on the edge of their seats last night as Game 2 unfolded against the Hurricanes. They fidgeted even more after an uneven, scoreless first period, and then Connor McMichael broke away in the second.
And it gets played ahead to McMichael from Roy, and they cross the play at Walker. He couldn't get it in. Now McMichael speeding in on a breakaway, scores! Connor McMichael makes it 1-0 Washington.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. The McMichael goal ignited the Caps to a 3-1 win over Carolina. But it was Tom Wilson that was all over the ice for the Caps. An assist, two big blocks, an empty netter, physical play was all over. The great eight after the game talking about Wilson.
He set the tone. He's our leader, and he plays smart. He plays physical, scored a big goal, and in the playoffs you have to. I have to play like that.
And then Wilson himself tells it like it is after the game.
You see the emotion. We're starting to dislike them a lot more as the series goes on.
And that was evident last night in D.C. Football news. The Panthers are moving on from edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney. After one season, Carolina cut in the three-time Pro Bowler. Before they started their rookie minicamp today, Clowney played the 2023 season in Baltimore with 9.5 sacks. And finally, three-time All-Star center fielder Chet Lemon, who won a World Series with the 1984 Detroit Tigers, died Thursday at his home in Florida. Lemon had battled a rare blood disease for the last 3 decades and had suffered a series of strokes, leaving him unable to walk or talk. Chet Lemon was 70 years old. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is it the Cubs or is it the White Sox?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment with options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, that didn't take long. Cardinal Robert Prevost is now Pope Leo XIV from Chicago, the first American Pope ever selected. And so the debate right away, as I'm sure you can imagine, sports world, Cubs or White Sox, North or South?
His brother says he's a White Sox guy.
The Cubs, though, came out with a something on X that said, congratulations, we're the team and all that. So, yeah, you're right. Absolutely the White Sox. Now, I wonder, though, the next Pope, could he be from Colorado?
It's a little rocky.
Because the Rockies are even worse than the White Sox.
Yeah, well, I think you only get one American Pope in a lifetime. So I understand the Cubs, though. They're actually asking if Pope Leo XIV would come and perform an exorcism on the Chicago Cubs, because they have been possessed by the devil for years now.
That is true.
I grew up a Cubs fan. I love the lovable losers. They're just great.
Although the Cubs are pretty good this year. Yeah. I think they're in first place. So the White Sox are 10-27, I think. But the Rockies are 6-31. Yeah. So the Rockies really need some help.
Yeah. If you think things are bad in Baltimore, just head out to Colorado. That's for sure.
That's true.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock.
You're on the ballpark, drive, by the way. Yeah. That's a great ballpark.
Which one? The Rockies?
Rockies, yeah. The sun sets right over center field, and it's amazing to watch a game there and see the sunset as you're sitting watching the game.
Apparently, it blinds you while the Rockies are playing.
It's $3 beer.
$3, yeah. Stein says, "Yeah, I love it because of $3 beer."
Says a guy named Stein.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Coors Stadium, so one might figure. It was another lively day yesterday up on the hill, Sean. Both Cash Patel and Kristi Noem were there, being grilled by many on the political left. Cash Patel first. He had a series of questions where, in essence, he was saying, wait a minute, you're blaming me for stuff that happened during the Biden administration. I was hired to clean up some of this mess. Jeff Merkley said, you know nothing about the Constitution, do you, huh, Cash? Huh?
It concerns me that you're not familiar with the core concept of due process applying to all persons as written in black and white in the Constitution.
As the first public defender who's ever served the FBI as its director, I am more aware of due process than any predecessor in my seat. You are delineating between removal proceedings and criminal acts. My job is to investigate criminal acts. That's what we do.
Yeah, period. I mean, try to keep it straight, please, sir, with all due respect. By the way, that phrase, with all due respect, that's something you say if you really don't respect the person who's saying something. You want to make sure that they get the message in the most polite manner possible.
I had heard you were trained in the law, so I expected maybe you would try to uphold it. You also took an oath to the Constitution.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I mean, it's a cheap shot city, USA. That was, again, Jeff Merkley. Now, Senator John Kennedy had a question that I not considered, and that Patel, actually, because this happened before he was there, hadn't had to address. And I do hope that he sees if there's anything beyond what we see on the surface. And this has to do with Strzok and Page.
Predictably, they filed a lawsuit because in Washington, it's easier to divorce your spouse than it is to fire a federal employee. Why did the FBI give Mr. Strzok $1.2 million and Ms. Page $800,000 to settle a lawsuit?
Senator, I do not know that settlement was reached in the prior administration.
Who made the decision?
The prior Department of Justice.
Who in the prior Department of Justice?
The settlement for that kind of case can only come from the Attorney General, which would be Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Yeah. Okay. Now, he's right to be very polite there. You know, they've been praying with the previous administration. Thanks to John Kennedy for actually pursuing it and getting a name. $2 million totally. $1.2 to Strzok, $800,000 to Page, because they'd filed a lawsuit for wrongful dismissal, basically. These are the two who are having an affair, talking about how Trump would never be president because basically they had a little surprise for him waiting. And of course, there's more dirty tricks with the Democrats. They got caught and they got dismissed. They said, oh, no, you can't dismiss me. Get out your checkbook. But $2 million? I mean, it does kind of make you scratch your head just a little bit. It really does. And, of course, yesterday, another day where the queen of the house, her inebriation level is in question.
Elvis Presley is alive.
She's drunk and evil.
Nancy the Nipper, she's ruthless and sly, with her dentures rattling and a gleam in her eye. She kicked Joe out with her old friend Chuck. Nancy the Nipper, she don't give a f-
Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, had these really incisive comments on the tension between Ukraine and Russia, and of course that third country, Crimea, which was in there too.
Any peace agreement between, any negotiation between Putin and Zelensky, between Russia And Ukraine would have to have Ukraine at the table. They're saying they're not giving up Crimea.
Where the hell is that?
The Arctic is... When we were there, they told us. Now, this is, again, I actually was saying this at an earlier conference, that we were fighting them because we had lack of market access.
The sun will come out.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's a drunk.
She is indeed. 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the three. Yes, and it come out tomorrow. Chuck Whitaker.
She needs to be the spokesperson for Polygrip.
or for Hennessy's.
I think she's one or the other.
Yes.
You soak your teeth in it at night.
Yes. And then, that way when you adjust during the day, it's a little taste.
Just a little pinch behind each ear, and then you're fine, good to go. 95, southbound, backed up a little bit now, coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Top of the hill, Keith Avenue ramp, and all four lanes are open now. 895, a little more traffic there. It's more stop and go now around the Urban Avenue ramp and the Eastern Avenue bridge. So we'll go ahead and put up about 7 to 10 minutes right now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. No incidents. Everybody's moving southbound. So far, so good. Everybody northbound is also clear. Just another quick check on the JFX. Anytime the roadway is damp, we watch that. Still looks good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. The west side outer loop now is starting to fill in, and we'll see a few more brake lights now between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West, and then clearing out down the hill after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast on and off throughout the day. It is going to be a rainy one. Some thunderstorm may be possible. 68 rain moves out tonight. Weekend, gorgeous. Sunny, dry, 75 on Saturday for Mother's Day. On Sunday, it'll be sunny, dry, and 80. Right now, it is 61, light rain in Annapolis, and it's 55 with some rain in Reisterstown. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Bill Johnson.
Did you taste these peas? These peas are great.
These peas are bursting with country fresh flavor.
These peas, I hated peas. As a young child, yeah. I would hide my peas in my brother's food.
Well, you got to eat them with honey.
So I would put the peas, like we had about mashed potatoes.
No, yeah.
I would put the peas under his mashed potatoes, and he would ask, "Mom, why are there peas in my mashed potatoes?"
Yeah, you gotta eat them with honey. That way they stay on the knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dirty rat bastard, Sean.
I'm okay with them now, though, but as a kid, I hated them.
Oh, yeah. My sister Maria used to work at Stewart's downtown.
Uh-huh.
This is when everybody worked downtown. Right across the street was Reed's Drugstore.
Right.
Sometimes I'd go down there, she'd go to get her paycheck, I'd go with her, we'd ride the streetcar. I was 5-6 years old. As long as I got mashed potatoes and peas for lunch with anything, I was perfectly fine. So, been eating it a long time.
You love your mashed potatoes and the peas.
Yeah.
By the way, Marty wants to know, at the Chuck Roast, will you be serving Whitaker's? And Whitaker's, 1 pound of extra fatty ground chuck squeezed inside 2 oversized buns.
That's nice.
So,
that's nice. Oh, now the crowd's going to get into it.
Yes, they are. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store welcoming back the brand's beloved campfire meals. Did you ever have one of those, Chuck?
Campfire meal.
Yeah.
No, I had some campfire girls one night.
Campfire shrimp skillet, campfire chicken, and campfire beef. All now, it's like $10.99 for the campfire meals.
Campfire or camphor?
Campfire.
Campfire.
Yes.
Because I would say camphor beef doesn't sound very appealing at all.
No, campfire beef.
Okay.
Three Maryland restaurants ranking among top Mother's Day picks. Of course, one I've not heard of. It's over in Bethesda. It's Mon Ami Gabi. It's a French restaurant.
Oh.
Maggie's Farm in Baltimore. That is number three. Number one, the Milton Inn in Sparks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good spot.
For Mom's Day. KFC offering 5 tenders for $5 deal now through Sunday. This Sunday, the May the 11th, so you got a couple of days at KFC for that. Subway's bringing back the $6.99 foot-long deal. Remember it was $5 at one point?
Yeah.
So now it's up to almost $7 at the Subway. You have to go to the website or the app to get that. Mm-hmm. Arby's is debuting 2 new quarter-pound barbecue sandwiches. They are, of course, barbecue beef, barbecue pit beef and pork. And finally, Lunchables PB&Js are being launched, grape and strawberry, and they're no-thaw Lunchable PBJs. So you don't have to thaw them. You can just eat them as
is. Eat them frozen?
Eat them frozen.
Oh, yeah. How appealing is that, folks?
Well, people eat ice cream sandwiches frozen.
Yeah.
You know? People used to put candy bars in, would eat them frozen.
Thin mints.
You know?
Yeah, still.
Milky Ways. You ever had a frozen Milky Way bar?
No,
it's
yeah, sure.
It's amazing. It's really good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Really, Chuck?
Takes you longer to eat it, too.
It's nice to know, Chuck, because that was really a setup, because that's what you're getting served on June 20th.
Stand there and watch me. You watch what happens.
You know, and everybody keeps asking. Like, Ed L. asked the other day. He goes, what's Chuck weighing in? Or something along those lines. Yeah. I said, Chuck lost a lot of weight. He's looking good.
Yeah.
He's rather svelte these days. Yeah. So
at
it's,
one point, and I'm going to tell you honestly, at one point, I went to a place. I was 274 pounds.
Right.
Wow. Today, I'm about 214.
Right. That's a lot of weight that you've jettisoned over those years.
It was my show I did for a while online called How I Lost a Fifth Grader.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like How I Lost the Hump in 10 Easy Steps.
Yeah. I still have that.
Well, early on in Chuck's diet experience, by the way, he was able to lose about 135 pounds almost overnight when she divorced him.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Babe, yeah. I told you that case is still pending.
I see. Okay.
A number of Chuck's diets did work out, like the seafood diet.
Yeah. He thought it meant if you see food,
right. Consume it.
So here's two things for you, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Number one, if you want to lose 40 pounds of ugly fat, cut your head off.
Oh, there it is, folks. I knew it was
and
coming.
If you've ever seen a hiney wrapped in plastic, look at your license.
This is all just a taste of what's going to happen Friday, June 20th, folks, at the first annual WCBM Craft Feast.
You can hit it over, but you know damn well I'm hitting it back.
And Chuck Roast. Buy your tickets at WCBM.com.
Does he realize he's going to be gagged during the entire thing?
I don't mind that.
Oh, okay.
But he put him in the really, cone of silence.
So know, much
remember,
information we don't
remember
need.
Maxwell Smart?
Oh, yes.
They put him in the cone of silence. So that's where he's going.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to sign a waiver at the door.
Bring your shoe phone.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Tim Kyle Electric has now branched out to HVAC as well. You know, for years, Tim Kyle has done electrical work for me, for Bruce, and HVAC work now as well. And, of course, that same commitment to excellence and service and dedication to interior, exterior, wiring, landscaping, you name it. That's Tim Kyle's best. And now, of course, you get their best when it comes to your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And right now, as we, it's kind of cool this week, but things will start to be heating up before all too long, and you want to make sure that AC is there when you need it, and it's operating efficiently and properly, so it's not costing you extra money. So call Tim Kyle out for your maintenance check today. Schedule your appointment before they get really, really busy at 410-876-9404. It's 410-876-9404. You can also do it online, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizens can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
653, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Friday morning, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning. The left the kind of constantly at war with themselves. We'll talk about that. Kristi Noem, also up on the Hill, as was Cash Patel yesterday. We have some from her. And Joe Biden, he's been just interviewing away the last couple of days. He was on BBC. And then yesterday he got the hard questions from the intense interviewers on The View. It went as expected. You'll hear from him. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
295 on the parkway now. Looking at it at 197 and also at 198. Looks like another rain shower has come through there. The roadway is wet again. So right here at 197 and also at 198, a little slower than it was 15 to 20 minutes ago. Definitely more stop and go on the northbound side at 197. Both the tunnels with a brief delay now. Heavy traffic southbound coming down from Urban Avenue on 895. And we're getting some brake lights now around O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue on 95 heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says rain on and off throughout the day today, but the rest of the weekend, gorgeous. Cloudy, 63 in Stevensville right now, 60 in Glen Verde. Let's take a call here from Carol in Columbia. Good morning, Carol.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I heard it reported yesterday on WCBM that Leo the 14th is a naturalized Peruvian citizen.
You know, I thought maybe he had dual citizenship. I'll have to double check that because he was born in America. He was from Chicago. He graduated from Villanova, so I know he has American citizenship. I don't know if he also naturalized as a Peruvian as well, but he did spend most of his early years as a priest in Peru.
Well, it was reported that way, and of course, information was flowing very fast and furious, so I don't know if it's accurate.
All right, well, I'll double check. And
here's what I would like to say, though. If he is a Peruvian citizen, and only a Peruvian citizen, then he is not an American pope. And I would say it's the College of Cardinals, so-called college, trying to put one over on people. Oh, look, an American pope.
He was born in this country.
But that means he is a
U.S. citizen. Period.
I know that. But, you know, I know Peruvians who came here legally from America, worked very hard.
So maybe you're saying his loyalties lie outside of America. Is that what you're saying? And that might be. And Carol,
he no longer has American citizenship.
Well, I don't know that for
he's
a fact, but we'll double check on that. Carol, thanks for the call. Appreciate that, and we'll find out if that's the case. I do know he didn't speak a lick of English yesterday, and I went addressing the crowd. Not one word in English. He spoke Italian. He spoke Latin. He spoke Spanish, but no English. The O'Keefe Media Group on Thursday released undercover video of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi revealing previously undisclosed information about Jeffrey Epstein. In the April 28th recording, Bondi is having lunch with what she believes is either her nanny or a nanny candidate or some stranger in a D.C. restaurant. That there are tens of thousands of videos of little children for the FBI to comb through.
Do you know when the Epstein files are going to get released?
We hope soon. The FBI has been.
Okay.
So.
Any dates?
No. You know what it is? There are tens of thousands of videos.
Yeah.
And it's all with little kids. So they have to go through every one.
So, the question, in case you didn't hear it, do you know when the Epstein file is going to be released? And Bondi says, we hope soon. No, you know what it is? There are tens of thousands of videos, and it's all with little kids. Stop right there. That's a newsflash. That's something no one else has ever heard from any official in government. And yet, what is the Attorney General doing telling a stranger or somebody that probably shouldn't have this information, that kind of thing? So, that was April 28th. On May 1st, O'Keefe Media Group contacted Pam Bondi's office to get comment about that recorded footage. A week later, on May the 7th, this week, here's what Attorney General Pam Bondi told the public.
There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn.
So the question here is, did the O'Keefe Media Group undercover video initiate.
You had to force it out.
Or force it out of Pam Bundy. Yeah. And if that's the case, why is she covering up? Why is she not telling the American people what are in the Epstein files? That was also the subject of an interview yesterday on the Hill with Senator John Kennedy and Cash Patel.
Did Jeffrey Epstein hang himself or did somebody kill him?
Senator, I believe he hung himself in a cell in the Metropolitan Detention Center.
Are you going to release all the information about that?
Senator, we are working through that right now with the Department of Justice.
When do you think you'll have it done, Cash?
I think in the near future, sir.
Like before I die?
Senator, we are we've been working on that, and we're doing it in a way that protects victims and also doesn't put out into the ether information that is irrelevant for production of the public, such as CSAN.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, yeah. He says, I believe.
Yeah.
He died in his cell. He didn't say I know for a fact.
Yeah. By the way, I just checked the Pope Leo is dual citizenship, U.S. and Peruvian.
Okay. Right. Investigative reporter Brianna Morello with Natalie Winters in the War Room on Thursday. The Biden administration said DHS, Homeland Security, and the investigators fake addresses for the 300,000 missing migrant children. So we're trying to track them down, and the Biden regime sent fake addresses so to throw off the incoming Trump administration. That is evil.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says the prospect of Iran developing a nuclear weapon keeps him awake at night. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the South Carolina Republican warns that if it ever reaches that goal, Iran's nuclear target will be Israel.
The Jewish state was formed out of the ashes of the Holocaust. It's been under constant siege, and here's my theory about that. The closer you are to God, the more the world hates you. God has designated the Jewish people as the chosen people. Because of that designation, throughout history, they've been attacked and oppressed. We have to make a choice as Americans, and I'm going to stand with Israel.
Senator Graham's complete interview on This Week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Roman Catholic cardinals have elected the first U.S.-born pope. Chicago-born missionary Robert Prevost has taken the name Leo XIV. He becomes the Catholic Church's 267th pope, as the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
As the bells of St. Peter's rang out, tens of thousands of people began surging towards the square, some of them running. All attention then shifted away from that chimney to the balcony of the basilica itself. But it was another hour before the crowd knew which one of the cardinals had been chosen. And even when they saw the man who'd taken the name Leo XIV step out, very few seemed to realize he was an American. When they did, those who had come from the US were shocked and delighted. Others all over the world are still taking it all in.
There's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford. The nation's infant mortality rate dropped last year after 2 years of hovering at a late pandemic plateau. Some experts think one reason for the drop could be a vaccination campaign against what is known as respiratory cyclical virus, or RSV. More of these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit NoTimeToWait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again on this Friday morning, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Came back down here on the BW Parkway, and again, it looks like we had some rain once again because we see the spray from the vehicles. So on the parkway around 198, 197 after Route 32 and coming up from Powder Mill Road, it rained just enough to slow the pace once again. I don't see anything in the roadway. There are no reports of any accidents, but be prepared, more stacked up in that area. Beltway continues to fill in. We've seen some delays already early this morning for the traffic on the west side from Liberty Road working its way south down to the area Route 40 West and down through Frederick Road. The Parkville side now has filled in at Harford Road, and there is some slowing. We're all open, but we're busy southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain a good bit of today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today, 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day, temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 58 degrees, Belair also 58. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at a commemorative groundbreaking for a new facility to honor the late Elijah Cummings. The mayor will be joined by city, state, and congressional leaders at 10 this morning on the site of the Congressman Elijah Cummings Recreation Center. Officials say the center represents opportunity, legacy, and a brighter future for South Baltimore. I join the mayor will be a U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, Congressman Kwesi Mfume, State Senate President Bill Ferguson, City Council President Zeke Cohen. 14-year-old is suffering from critical but non-life-threatening injuries following a shooting in Salisbury. Police called to the Title Health Peninsula Regional Hospital overnight after the shooting that happened around 400 block of Prince Street in Salisbury. Salisbury Police and the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office are investigating the shooting and are looking for a suspect. Washington County is looking for sponsors, check this out, for the 2025 Ice Cream Trail. There are various levels of sponsorship available for the journey to the county's finest ice cream establishments. The $1,000 platinum sponsorship includes exclusive recognition on the trail's website, social media, and theater advertisement, along with top local placement of the Ice Cream Trail shirt. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds wasting another stellar performance by Dean Kramer yesterday in Minnesota. The right-hander going seven complete now in back-to-back starts for the first time in his career. He left the game tied at two, but the Oriole bullpen could not hold on.
From the right side of the plate, swinging a fly ball, left center field, in the gap. Mullins on the move. Mullins will turn. That's in play and off the base of the wall. One run scores. Here comes Buxton heading home. Henderson, no chance. Brooks Lee puts the Twins out. Top in eighth inning, two out, two-run double.
Call on Twins TV, lose double, at least double off Greg Soto. Played a two twin runs put on by Yennier Cano's two walks in the eighth, and the Twins would go on to sweep the Birds. 5-2 was the final. Meanwhile, in D.C., the Caps had trouble skating with the Hurricanes in Game 1, but they figured it out in Game 2.
Carlson across for Ovechkin. Kicker, the defenseman's at the net. Carlson scores! John Carlson!
Washington leads.
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN, the power play goal for the Caps. Strome and Wilson, by the way, get the assist. Caps even the series at 1. 3-1 is the final. Elsewhere in the NHL, watch out for the Oilers. 5-4 in overtime last night over the Knights. Edmonton leads that series 2-0. NBA, the Timberwolves beat the Steph Curry-less Warriors 117-93. That series is tied at 1. Coming up in 30 minutes, while the Vatican was selecting the Pope, the Pirates were firing their manager. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, your top stories are Kristi Noem getting grilled on the Hill over deportations. The left's war on women continue as they double down on the 80-20 issue. Go figure. But our top story is the Crypt Keeper emerged yesterday on The View.
Yeah, intense interviewers on The View, don't you know? By the way, I just found out, or reminded me of why I never grew up as a hockey fan. You see, you must have had a lot of color TV available to you as a kid.
I think you start out black and white like everybody else did.
But I couldn't see the puck.
Yeah.
My dad could sit there and watch it, and he watched the Blackhawks every game.
My advice for people that don't understand hockey, don't get hockey, go watch it in person first. Understand the rules of the game, and once you know the nuances of the game, it's easier to follow the puck once you know how the game is played versus trying to find it on the TV.
Yeah, I mean, I was clueless.
Yeah.
I would watch him, and basically all I saw was people skating around. I thought, well, this is interesting.
So when you see a guy with a stick and he swings it at the ice, it usually means he's passing or shooting the puck.
Well, it also could mean that I'm lying down on the ice and he's going for me, but of course, there's that option. All right, Joe Biden yesterday showed up in order to face the harsh interviewers at The View. One thing is purely visual, but it's worth mentioning. The first thing he did when he came on, he walked past Whoopi, he walked past Joy, he walked past the racist, whatever her name is, went all the way down to the end in order to say hi to the one pretty girl. I mean, that's classic Joe Biden. And then he finally sat down. They had to guide him back to his seat, which is going to be in the middle. And they had a conversation. And he got himself into usual Joe Biden kinds of situations, ranting a little bit about Donald Trump and how somehow Donald Trump is underestimating the American public. And he wanted us to know that he did indeed care an awful lot about radio, as he ranted about nothing is beyond our capacitors.
How do you lead the world without having the best infrastructure in the world? How do you lead the world without having the best health care in the world? How do you lead the world without having the best education system in the world? How do you lead the world when you don't have that done? Why is he doing that? What possible reason is that? We're still the greatest country in the history of the world. Yeah. Not a joke.
Not a joke.
There's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it. Do nothing. Not a single thing. You got to remember who the hell we are.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we remember, Joe. The question was always whether you remember, as in also did you remember to tie your shoes that morning? Do you remember on which side of the car you got in so you could get on the proper side? Those are the kinds of things that were our concern for 4 years straight.
Well, he mentioned capacitors. I think he meant resistance. Yeah.
I know. He was part of the resistance, actually. That's right. All right. So, Biden said that, and this is a pure
engineering
canard.
Humor, folks.
This is a pure canard. He said he knows why Kamala Harris lost and why, indeed, Donald Trump won. It's because the Republicans went the sexist route.
They went the route of the sexist route, the whole route. I mean, this is a woman, she's this, she's that. I've never seen quite as successful and a consistent campaign undercutting the notion that a woman couldn't lead the country and a woman of mixed race.
Yeah.
And
And they played that to a fairly well.
Okay, now to be clear about this, a lot of people just simply didn't think she was competent. It had nothing to do with her being a female, nothing to do with her being a mixed-race woman. They also thought Tim Walz was an idiot. It had nothing to do with him being a white male.
But even out of office, when he's out completely, he's still divisive.
Yes.
He's just called 77 million voters racist and sexist. It's a good thing that Joe Biden has left the stage, folks.
Yeah, the hope, remember, folks, way back when was Joe Biden would be a uniter, not a divider, not so much. More from him coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Some of the light rain overspreading the area once again. So even the west side beltway, the northwest corner areas outside the beltway on the northwest and west side getting the rain once again. So it's aggravating the pace just a bit. But so far, we have not had anything major. We're dealing with it. They're adjusting their speed. Good news, at least so far. There will be some delays now as you're coming down the Beltway on the west side, the Parkville side as well at Hartford Road. JFX, no issues so far. The roadway there is wet. Some slowing, but the backups right now are only like Urban Avenue, Eastern Avenue on 895, and 95 is only really there at the top of the hill from O'Donnell Street and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. Just looking at the south side and all the traffic lanes are open on 95 moving down towards Camden Yards at 395. Do not see any problems right now for the traffic on the interstates coming into the Beltway. And next time around, we'll take a look down through the Annapolis area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a rainy day throughout the day today, but just hang in there because the weekend is going to be well worth it. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 for Mom's Day. It's going to be gorgeous, sunny, and a high around 80. So great day for Mom. Make sure you call Mom or visit Mom or be with Mom on Sunday. 61 right now, light rain in Arnold, 60 in Dundalk. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
First big trade deal was announced yesterday, and of course already the media is poo-pooing it. It's no big deal. Trump tried to get this deal in the first term and wasn't able to do that. There are other American presidents previously that tried to get this deal done, and I leave it to President Trump and his negotiators, Howard Lutnick, and of course Jameson Greer, and others. They did a great job. This is going to open up the UK's market to American beef, finally, and of course the cars, steel, etc. It is going to be a great deal for both countries, both the United States and the United Kingdom. And Trump was really juiced about it in the Oval.
I believe it's the biggest bill of its kind ever in the history of this country. And Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune have done an incredible job. I mean, I'll let you know, we have to get a vote, but we have a lot of support for that bill. And if that happens on top of all of these trade deals that we're doing, this country will hit a point that you better go out and buy stock now. Let me tell you, this country will be like a rocket ship that goes straight up. This is going to be numbers that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah, he's talking about the trade deal that was cut yesterday and the one big beautiful bill, which is making progress. Hopefully Republicans will have that out by Memorial Day in the House so the Senate can have it out by Independence Day. And as to the trade deal, the Democrats have immediately started criticizing it, and Trump says that's only because they suffer from TDS.
And the Democrats are fighting it only because they want to fight. They have Trump derangement syndrome. You know, if it was somebody else, they wouldn't fight. If you had a normal person, if you had some stiff sitting behind you, they'd be fine. But they have Trump derangement syndrome. Senator Schumer has become a Palestinian. Welcome. I don't know when they're going to give him the ceremony, whatever the ceremony may be. It's terrible what's happened to the Democrats. So,
yeah, those are the British representatives that are laughing at his jokes there. They weren't the Americans. And so Republican senators, there's a toxic stew in D.C. that too few people understand. The events this week transpired just as many Trump supporters begin to realize the unfortunate outcomes of nominating unserious people like Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino to clean out the swamp. They're nice people. I like all of them. But they're just not serious enough to defeat the Uniparty. Ed Martin was one of those guys. Ed Martin was what President Trump needed, a very serious, deliberate, qualified person to confront the deep state Uniparty. And, of course, Republican rhinos like Tom Tillis, Lindsey Graham, and others scuttled his nomination. Here was Trump reacting to that yesterday.
He's a terrific person, and he wasn't getting the support from people that I thought, you know, he's done a very good job. Crime is down 25% in D.C. During his period of time. I'm very disappointed in that, but I have so many different things that I'm doing now with the trade. You know, I'm one person, I can only make, boom, I can only lift that little phone so many times in a day. But we have somebody else that will be great. I just want to say Ed is unbelievable, and hopefully we can bring him into, whether it's DOJ or whatever, in some capacity, because really outstanding. To me, it was disappointing, I'll be honest. I have to be straight. I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed. But that's the way it works sometimes, you know. That's the way it works. And he wasn't rejected, but we felt it would be hard. And we have somebody else that we'll be announcing over the next 2 days who's going to be great.
But somebody else is Judge Jeanine Pirro. She is now will be appointed the interim U.S. attorney for D.C. Judge Jeanine Pirro was a prosecutor first and then became a judge. If she brings that same kind of conservative firebrand to the job as she has to the Five and her national radio show, good things may come of it. Now, as to Ed Martin, he has now been named the Associate Deputy Attorney General of DOJ. He's got two jobs. One, he's the pardon attorney, and two, he's Director of Attorney General of Pam Bondi's Weaponization Working Group. I also think that, remember we talked about special counsel earlier this week? Mm-hmm. I think if there is a need for a special counsel, you're going to get Ed Martin as the special counsel in the future, in the very near future. Trump said yesterday talks with Russia, Ukraine continue. U.S. is calling for a 30-day unconditional ceasefire. Hopefully an acceptable ceasefire will be observed. Both countries will be held accountable for respecting the sanctity of these direct negotiations. If it's not respected, so the United States and partners will impose further sanctions. Thousands of young soldiers are dying on a weekly basis, and everyone should want it to stop. I do, and so does the United States of America. First Lady Melania honored First Lady Barbara Bush with a stamp unveiling at ceremony yesterday. Neither former President Bush, 43, or his former First Lady Laura Bush could be bothered to show up.
Wow.
To honor. Now, maybe they had conflicting, I don't know if they had conflicting, but you know, you'd think somebody's being honored in your family, you'd want to show up. None of them.
Like your mom?
Yeah. None of them showed up yesterday as well. And the Baltimore Sun's having a field day with this story. They're saying that Carla Hayden, appointed to Librarian of Congress by Barack Hussein Obama, was fired by Trump yesterday. And that is true. And that's because Carla Hayden pushed sexual identity, gender fluidity on children in books as the Librarian of Congress. That's the way it went down, 110 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21.
Yeah. By the way, real quickly, if I might, and that is when he says go and buy stock now, almost inevitably, by next week, the Democrats will be saying, I was passing a secret message to his billionaire friends.
Oh, yeah. Well,
trust me on this.
That goes without saying. We'll take a break. Back with traffic weather on the threes in a moment.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. Inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit Jarvis Appliance.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, as promised, we took a look through Annapolis. I-97 southbound, despite some showers, still okay right there at Route 32, and then down to the bridge at 178. And it looks like the rain, at least right now, is holding off. I don't see any big problems on 50. Both directions are clear from the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then through Parole with the traffic moving okay. There's a report of an accident now around the ramp area at the Beltway at Route 702. Normally, when we get that, we see a delay coming up from the Back River Bridge. And I'm looking at it live just above Chesico Avenue. There's no impact there, but 702 northbound is slow. So it could be right at that area where they come together, more affecting 702 traffic on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says rain today, but hang in there. Great weekend is going to unfold starting tomorrow. Great for Mom's Day today as well. Rain on and off throughout the day today. Some thunderstorms possible. 68, the expected high. And right now, we've got some light rain falling in the area. 58 in Parkville, 60 in Pasadena.
7:25 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As anticipated by virtually everybody who's ever seen Joe Biden talk off script for more than 35 or 40 seconds. Yes, indeed, yesterday on live TV on The View, it was like a ball lost in the tall grass.
Number two, I would not say honesty has been a strong point. And I don't think, I hope I didn't sound the wrong way.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought we'd be successful as we were.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. When asked a follow-up question, this is after Jill had joined him on set, his wife, I guess, did what she did for 4 years. She simply took over the presidency.
You know, one of the things
one of the things I think is that the people who wrote those books were not in the White House with us. Mm-hmm. And they didn't see how hard Joe worked every single day.
He was up at the crack of 10 a.m., and sometimes he'd work until 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
They're talking about there was some kind of secret signal that she gave him on the set to shut up. Yes. Because he was losing it.
Oh, yeah.
Then I don't know whether it was a kick under the table or whether she nudged him. At one point, she banged her bracelet on the table there, like, shut up, Joe, I'll take over now.
Slap him on the side of the head. I don't know. No, but listen, folks, you know, all seriousness, Joe, and Sean, I mean this, you have to, because I played this for you before, and I'm sure you've given it some consideration. He did ask the one central question that actually should trouble each and every one of us, the one thing you should take into the weekend and ponder, so perhaps we could discuss it as a family here on the radio, first thing Monday morning. Here's Joe Biden.
How do you lead the world without having that best infrastructure?
I mean, seriously, how do you lead the world without infrastructure? Well, Sean, what do you say?
Yeah, look, people want, they're trying to rehab their image. There's a rumor of a $30 million book deal, his and her stories of what happened during his presidency, $15 million each. I have no interest in any of those books. I can't. He's a divider. He's a dirtbag. And I think that there should be no sympathy or empathy for Joe Biden whatsoever. What he put this country through for 4 years, how he divided us, how he locked us down, how he called us racist. Do you remember the speech outside Philadelphia,
the red speech?
The concert. He was supposed to be a uniter. He did everything, but he was like the anti-uniter.
Yeah, Senator John Kennedy actually watched both the BBC speech, and then yesterday on The View, he had one comment.
I don't hate anyone, and that includes President Biden. I want to be clear about that. The president looks very old. He looks as if his first pet could have been a dinosaur.
Just remember, the P in pterodactyl is silent.
Yeah.
He's
like
him.
He's also extinct. 729, the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, a reminder that serious accidents that result in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And one of the reasons I recommend Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the attorneys there at the firm is because they put your priority your recovery, rather, is priority number one. That's it. Everything they do at the firm is with that in mind, so you can focus on healing, getting better, so you can get back to your family, to work, to running your business and the other priorities in your life. Because there's so many, I guess, competitive and complicating issues when it comes to these serious accidents, from your health to the insurance battle, to finding doctors in some cases. If your car's been totaled, a lot of firms won't touch that because there's no billable hours really in it. Michael takes a holistic approach and has done so for 40 years. That's why every year, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms here in the state of Maryland. So we hope that you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. Michael A. Friedman. 7:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Gold shrouds have been placed at the Cathedral of Mary, our Queen, in honor of Pope Leo XIV. Inside the church, Baltimore Archbishop William Lurie said a massive thanksgiving in honor of the new pope on Thursday. The Archbishop says the selection of former Cardinal Robert Prevost was an inspired choice. He says the new Holy Father was born in Chicago, educated at Villanova. He knows and understands the culture of the United States and the challenges and opportunities of the church in America. Archbishop Lurie says that from all he knows of Pope Leo, he is a very quiet, reflective, and prayerful person. Maryland leaders reacting to the election of former Cardinal Robert Prevost as the first American to be elected Pope. Governor Wes Moore is congratulating Pope Leo XIV, and he joins others across the world in praying for the success of His Holiness's papacy. Brooke Learman has posted a message congratulating His Holiness and hopes that he is successful in bringing people of all faiths together to work for a more just and peaceful world. Maryland Transit Administration has released the name of a woman who died after being struck by a marked train in Washington County Tuesday. 20-year-old Summer Griffin of Knoxville, Maryland, and another person were both on the train tracks. They were struck by the train that was on its way from D.C. to Harper's Ferry. The second victim was also killed, their name not released. The accident investigation is ongoing. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale will challenge incumbent Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for governor. The Baltimore native announced his candidacy yesterday, saying in part that he is concerned about the state's high taxes, the economy, juvenile justice system, and lack of job creation. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one,
it can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Pick 3 was 460, pick 4 2380, and now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're looking at the Beltway, and again, we had some rain overspread the area once again, so we see the spray from the vehicle. So now the Parkville side, more into the act there at Hartford Road, coming around towards Providence Road. The interloop now is slowing underneath Reisterstown Road through Park Heights Avenue towards Green Spring, just reacting to the rain. And the west side, again, is pretty active there as well. 795 Liberty Road down through Frederick Road. Again, this wreck on the Beltway, which was supposed to be on the Beltway coming up from the area around the bridge at Chestico Avenue. There's still no backup there, but 702 northbound, as you're joining that ramp right at the Beltway, that's where the impact is as you're eventually coming up towards Pulaski Highway. 895, you're slowing around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing at the top of the hill at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're in the area of about a 5, maybe 10 minute delay at the most at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain a good bit of today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today. 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day, temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds' losing streak extended to 5 yesterday by the Twins, 5-2 the final. Minnesota plating 3 in the 8th off Yennier Cano and Greg Soto after Dean Kramer gave the Birds 7 strong innings of 2-run ball. Orioles' bats were silent again when it mattered most. 10 hits, but they left 9 on, 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Post-game, Brandon High talks about his starting pitcher.
That's back-to-back games of throwing the ball just absolutely outstanding. Should never have gotten to that point. Just from offensively, we squandered so many opportunities.
Kramer answering the question what he does in the dugout between innings in a situation where the bats are betraying him.
I've removed myself kind of from the dugout. Or I'll sit in some like little corner, or whether it's like in the tunnel or just somewhere, so I'm not like, oh, please get a hit, please get a hit, or like, oh, I just gave up a run, like, I need to come back. So trying to eliminate any sort of exterior.
Birds now take their 13-23 record to Anaheim. Sugano goes tonight. Gibson listed for tomorrow, and Zach Eflin makes his return on Sunday for Baltimore. Elsewhere in baseball, the first shoe dropped in Pittsburgh. Talking about the Pirates firing manager Derek Shelton as they sit at 12-26, occupying last place in the NL Central. And sometimes these things come in bunches. On the ice last night in D.C., Tom Wilson was the man for the Caps. All over the ice. Two blocks, relentless defense, an assist, and then the cherry on top.
It's Protas with an empty net. It's blocked by Burns. Wilson scores!
Empty netter for Tom Wilson. That did ice it. Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. 3-1 Caps the final. OV on Wilson after the game.
He set the tone. He's our leader, and he plays smart. He plays physical. Scored a big goal, and in the playoffs, you have to play like that.
And finally, heading into his 15th consecutive NCAA tournament leading the Terrapins, Maryland men's lacrosse head coach John Tillman has signed a contract extension through the 2030 season. Tillman has coached Maryland to 10 Final Fours, 8 NCAA championship games, and 2 national championships. Tillman has coached Maryland, Maryland begins the tournament play Sunday in College Park. They take on Air Force at 2:30 p.m. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how often does pulling the goaltender actually work?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, got an interesting text from a texter, Robert, asking how often does pulling the goaltender work, actually, you know, as far as hockey is concerned, because Tom Wilson scored that empty netter. It seems like they all score empty netters when the goalkeeper leaves. Anyway, so looked it up, 15% of the time.
Okay.
So that's better. That's about a right, like in terms of a power play.
Yeah.
You know, but, and you've got to do it. When you're trailing by a goal with less than 2 minutes to play, you basically have to go on the power play.
Yeah, well, a good power play would be about 20% or more, but that's worth it, you know, 15%, especially if you're down by a goal late in the game. And there have been a lot of last minute goals scored when they, with a man advantage at the end of the game.
So. Somebody scored 3 goals in the last 25. I think it was Dallas scored like 3 goals in the last 25 seconds. During the regular season, set a record.
Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I just don't understand. Well, we do understand the Democrats are consistently behind in many issues, these 80-20 issues. One of those is allowing men to compete as women in college high school sports.
Oh, yeah.
And the DOJ subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing this week called Unfair Play, Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. It included 4 witnesses, Peyton McNabb brother, the volleyball player who got spiked in the face. Competitive fencer Stephanie Turner. Also the USA fencing chair, Damian Layfelt, who is just an absolute lib. And Fatima Gross-Graves. By the way, she's the wife of J6 prosecutor Matthew Graves, CEO of the National Women's Law Center. So Melanie Stansbury, she's the ranking member of the DOJ subcommittee. She started out, after the opening statements were made by Peyton and Stephanie and the witnesses, she didn't like what she heard in the opening statements, and here's what she had to say.
But I want to make clear that this hearing is actually not about oversight or DOJ, but about spreading hate and using trans lives to distract from the real issues that Americans are facing, from attacks on our economy to attacks on our democracy to attacks on our communities. So let's call this hearing what it actually is. It's about bullying trans kids and members of the trans community to distract from the failed policies of the Trump administration.
Okay, let's be clear about this. So a woman or a girl is in her locker room,
right,
and a guy, fully intact, comes in and starts undressing in front of her, and she's the bully?
Yeah.
She's the one who's doing something inappropriate?
That's what Democrats are saying. This is a war on women.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Besides that, and so she didn't like what she heard out of the opening statement. She knew where they were going. So the Democrat, she didn't want to hear anymore. She didn't want to question the witnesses. She made a motion to adjourn even before they had a chance to question the witnesses.
Honestly, it's weird and it's wrong. And I just want to say to all of the people in the trans community who are watching, we uplift your stories. We are fighting for the community. We are fighting for the rights of everyone in our communities. And this hearing has absolutely nothing to do with the Oversight Committee. And that is why, at this time, I make a motion to immediately adjourn this hearing.
It's such balderdash.
Roll call vote. She lost it 7-6. The hearing ensued. But she says she's fighting for the rights for everyone. No, she's not.
She's not fighting for the rights of those women who have to tolerate either sharing a locker room, a private space, with a male, or who gets spiked in the face by a guy who's pretending he's a girl, so he might have a chance to win game because he's not good enough to win in the boys'
side. Peyton McNabb was that woman who was hit in the face with a spike from a biological male.
My athletic career was hindered and cut short because I was forced to compete against a male athlete on an opposing high school women's volleyball team on September 1st, 2022. I went into this game knowing that there was a male opponent, but I felt helpless and had no idea what to do. Neither I, my team, nor the administration agreed that we should be playing against a male, but the game went on. Toward the end of the game, the male athlete went up to spike the ball, and it came right at my face, slamming into my head. The force of the ball knocked me down, unconscious, while my body lay in a fencing position on the court. A fencing position is how your body reacts to a serious brain injury. Everything was dark to me. The auditorium was absolutely quiet, and my teammates were scared. That was my last day playing volleyball. Medical professionals informed me and my family of the heavy news that I suffered a traumatic brain injury, a brain bleed, and my body was experiencing partial paralysis on my right side. The doctors couldn't confirm how long it would take for my body to recover. It could take months or even years, and they couldn't confirm whether I'd 100% ever be back. While I've learned to navigate my new normal, there are several challenges that I deal with on a daily basis. Severe headaches, balance issues, vision impairment, and as my parents say, I'm just not the same kid. It is completely aggravating because the injury I suffered was 100% avoidable if only my rights as a female athlete had been more important than a man's feelings.
Yeah, directly from Peyton McNabb herself. And that, and this is what Democrats are defending. And we'll get to the reason why maybe a little bit later on the show. There's more from this hearing that I want you to hear.
Coming up in 60 seconds, should you choose to be our contestant for Choose Your Fake News, right now call 410-WCBM-680. I would like you to win today, right now. Chuck Whitaker, who always wins at everything he does, mostly because he cheats. Chuck.
No comment. Brought to you as a service. I'll get you later. Brought to you as
Silence
a service.
Silence is consent.
And you, my friend, never mind. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Well, that had to happen sooner or later. It's raining on the Beltway. Now a new wreck, outer loop. It looks to be just west of the ramp where 83 South comes on. The backup now is impacting the Beltway back towards York Road. And now the southbound lanes of 83 trying to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway also backed up. So we'll try to get a little tighter view on that, see if we can see which lanes are blocked. It's pretty wide right there at the Beltway at that junction, but that's where the impact is right now, both on the Beltway and on 83 southbound. The earlier wreck was affecting the northbound side of Route 702 coming up to the Beltway right before Pulaski Highway. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, so get ready now for your summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Check your tires, belts, hoses, and coolant, and get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, we still need a contestant. If you'd like to match wits with Kristen and C. Witt and Bruce Elliott, I'd be the first person to reserve your spot right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you could win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug in our Choose Your Fake News segment. But you got to call now. Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we are expecting rain throughout the day today. Maybe even a thunderstorm is possible, 68. Rain moves out overnight, and then the weekend, going to be really nice. So make your plans now. Sunny, dry, and 75 tomorrow for Mother's Day. Sunday, it's going to be a sunny and 80 right now. It is 56 and some rain in Columbia. And we have 61, some drizzle in Edgewater. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner today. Of course, we've got the 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. David in Glen Burnie is our contestant. Good morning, David.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
You are first, second, third, or last, sir?
Last.
Well, good luck to you. Do you want to hear what Chuck Whitaker says? Is that why you're going last?
No, I think I'm not going to agree with Chuck this time.
Oh, okay. You haven't even heard what he said.
I don't care.
Okay. That's what I thought.
He doesn't care except to disagree with him.
Right. Story one.
It's all right. I don't take it personally. Yes, I do.
A 47-year-old Florida man has married a bison. While visiting Yellowstone National Park on Sunday, according to National Park Service, the Cape Coral, Florida man, an animal rights activist, married the bison in an impromptu ceremony in an attempt to free it from captivity. National Park Rangers said that the bison isn't going anywhere. Story two.
Buffaloed into it.
The air car is going to be certified and ready for sale by next year. Say its founders, it'll be the first flying car to hit the market in 75 years. But brace yourselves, you might have a little sticker shock. The first air car, starting in 2026, will cost you $1 million. And story number three, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin signed an amendment to the Consumer Data Protection Act last week. It bans minors under the age of 16 from using social media for more than 1 hour a day on each platform, while requiring parents to give verifiable consent if they want to increase or decrease the daily time limit. Critics are saying, how in the heck are you going to enforce that? Story one, Florida man marries a bison in Yellowstone National Park. Story two, the $1 million flying car hits the market next year. Story three, Virginia governor signs a bill limiting kids under the age of 16 to 1 hour a day of social media. All right, we will start with Kristen.
Well, this is a tough one, but I could maybe see one and two being true or saying they're true anyway. I think I'll go with number three, because not only would I not know how Youngkin would enforce it, but I think, in general, conservatives are supposed to be about freedom, so I don't think he would put that on. So I'll say three.
All right, Kristen chooses number three. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the buffalo.
Chuck goes where the buffalo roam, because, you know, he likes to pick up those chips.
Bruce. Give me a home with a buffalo roam, and I'll show you a house full of, well, never mind.
It's a three bison night for Chuck. Bruce.
Thus leading to the TV show, that explains this thing, How I Met Your Bison, which will be coming out of a half-hour sitcom. I'm looking forward to that. I think that's a true story. I also think the air car is a true story. I think that Virginia, that story is fake news.
Story number three has got Bruce's vote. David and Glenn Burney.
I'm going to go with three.
David goes with number three as well.
I hope you do.
Story number two, the $1 million flying car. Yeah. It's out next year.
They had one down here in Tampa the other day.
Did you take a ride in it?
No. Couldn't get off the ground.
There you go.
That much weight. Huh?
And they needed a fleet of air cars.
You should have a fleet that should be attached to an enema.
Has like 10 engines, and you couldn't get off the ground?
Wow. No. They brought a C-5, and it still couldn't go.
Did a lot of touch and goes.
I like that part.
That's where your modus operandi, isn't it?
I beg your pardon? I don't speak Latin.
Especially right before closing time.
It's called stalking, Chuck.
I ain't no poop.
Chuck votes for number one. He's the only one to vote for number one, the Florida man marrying the bison. That is a fake news story.
Oh, now you can all get the hell out of here.
Interspecies dating is a thing, apparently. So.
All right, David, thanks for listening and playing the game anyway. No, that Florida man was gored by the bison. He did.
You're in the Midwest. You should know what goes on out there.
Cow tipping.
That's right.
Yeah, I bet you tipped him afterwards.
Well, especially on an unsuccessful date night for Bruce. Yes. Who knows what went on those?
Most,
a lonely night. It was a lonely night in the plains, let me tell you.
Most of them were unsuccessful, actually. Universally. It was a very quiet teenage years for me.
Bruce tells a frequent story about his encounter with an albino bison, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay, I showed up. He's got plenty of moony.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600, 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying, wow, a lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Great conversation ahead with the Dr. Reverend Robert Schuller. That comes up around 8:37 this morning. And, of course, the DJS audit, that continues. More bad news there, if you actually care about kids. Right now, 7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
So, apparently, that was a broken-down vehicle on the Beltway. The outer loop between 83 and the JFX has now been cleared from the roadway, so things got better pretty quickly here. It's still backed up a little bit on the Beltway, but better now west of York Road, and also the ramp from southbound 83 to the outer loop also looks a little better. We've had some rain showers still moving through, so the roadway conditions are wet. You might still be a bit slow. We had the wreck earlier on 702 northbound coming up to the Beltway on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain on and off throughout the day. Thunderstorm possible at a high of 68. Right now, 56 in rain in Forest Hill, 59 in Middle River. Tyreek is in Ellicott City. Good morning, Tyreek.
Morning, Tyreek.
Good morning. I think you gentlemen were unfair to Mr. Biden when you called him a dirtbag. He's a filthy dirtbag.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The reason why I say that is the times he stated and repeated the accusation that Republican candidates and Republicans generally will put you all back in chains.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look at the record. The first time the Internet reported he said that was 2012. And the last time is 2025. I just looked it up. Well, there's a track record over here. Let's look. Where did the Republican policies put black people back in chains? Not putting white people back in chains. White people generally weren't in chains. It's the black people. So where is the evidence to support his speculative statement, his accusation?
Oh, no, he was just playing the race card.
You called him a divider. There it is. There it is, pandering to black voters with that horrible accusation. That's the Democratic Party.
Bingo. Tyreek, thanks so much. Divider in race and class. Corrupt as well. I think we left corrupt out, but I think you'll find out one of the most corrupt presidents in the history of the United States.
Folks, inside news here for you. What happens in the meeting ahead of the show is Sean will occasionally grade me on how many of my favorites end up during the show. And I'm very glad to say that I think most of them ended up in today's show.
Yes, you got 100% today. Yeah,
today I have two of my favorites right now. One of them is Senator John Kennedy, because I love the guy. His ability to put together aphorisms on the spot is just hilarious. And the other is Kristi Noem. Kennedy had some questions for the secretary yesterday.
You pretty much secured the southern border, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
That upsets some of my colleagues, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. They say you've done it the wrong way, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Could you answer that?
Yes, sir. They do say that.
Do you think they're upset because you supposedly did it the wrong way, or you think they're upset that you did it at all?
I think they're upset that by President Trump enforcing the law, it happened so quickly and successfully.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They did not want it to be a success at all. Then Kennedy said, let's be clear about what the Democrats really want, because you can do this by process of elimination. You know, they say that the what you do is you take a look at all the probabilities, and once you eliminate all the probabilities that don't have a possible a chance of being right, no matter how improbable, the last thing left standing is the truth. Well, this one's easy to uncover. You can see it through their behavior. The Democrats, pretty clearly, in my view, love open borders.
Either President Biden and the Democrats who supported him believe in open borders, or the people that President Biden put in charge of securing the border, you wouldn't trust to run a snowball stand, right?
That is correct.
So nobody is that incompetent. So it has to be, they just believe in open borders, do they not?
Yes, because I know the people who were securing the border and they weren't allowed to do their job.
Yeah, they simply were not allowed to do their job during the 4 years of the Biden administration. Those people who were actually charged in Border Patrol with doing the job, Biden wouldn't let them do the job. That was the friendly questioning. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, had some more hostile questions for Secretary Noem.
Are you or DHS doing anything to comply with the 9-0 Supreme Court order to facilitate his return to the United States? Just yes or no?
And this administration is following all federal court orders.
This is a simple
question. It's the president's prerogative on conversations that happen with the president of El Salvador.
Well, she gave a pretty cogent answer there, Mr. Murphy. If you simply let her finish one sentence, she wasn't filibustering. She was saying that this administration is following all court orders. Why was that necessary to cut her off mid-sentence? Because you wanted a yes or a no. It seems to me she gave a reasonable answer. Of course, this is from my particular point of view. And then Chris Murphy decided to go ahead and really go after her, and which is never a good idea. I've told you folks in the past, these Midwest girls who speak very calmly to you, watch out, because that means they have you clearly in their sights and they're about to fire.
I just asked you, Madam Secretary, whether or not you or the Department of Homeland Security are taking any action to facilitate the 9-0 Supreme Court decision to facilitate his return. This is a very simple question. Are you taking any action to facilitate his return, or are you not?
This administration is following and complying with all federal court orders to make sure that we...
So you are... because the court ordered that you facilitate his return. So you are facilitating his return.
Sir, Senator, thank you for the question. But what I would
tell you
is that we are following court orders.
Madam Secretary,
and that your advocacy for a known terrorist is alarming to me.
Madam Secretary...
It's alarming to me because he's a human smuggler.
Madam Secretary, I'm going to have to reclaim it.
And a terrorist, and he's not a U.S. citizen. He's a citizen of El Salvador, and he's home.
Chris Murphy was kind of speechless after that. He didn't know exactly where to go. He just said she took her time, aimed, fired.
Right.
One shot, done.
Well, speechless usually follows clueless as well.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the fallout of the DGS audit continues. Is it just the tip of the iceberg? Reverend Robert Schuller will join us to tell us why so many youthful voters are turning away from Democrats.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top U.S. officials will meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend to talk trade. President Trump sounding upbeat about the upcoming talks in Switzerland. He says it can be a win-win arrangement. The president has currently imposed a 145% tariff on China. It says its exports to the U.S. were down about 21% in April, the first numbers to be released ever since the tariffs were put into place. Meanwhile, the president stressing that the U.K. agreement achieved yesterday is the first of many more trade deals to come.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House. CEOs of the five largest U.S. airlines support the Trump administration's proposal to modernize the air traffic control system. As President Trump puts it, the U.S. is in the market for what he calls a gorgeous, brand-new air traffic control system.
The new equipment is unbelievable what it does. You can have, you don't even, well, I was going to say something, but you always, in my opinion, you always need pilots. I want pilots. But you wouldn't even have to have pilots. This system is so incredible what they can do.
The plan includes upgrading technology and boosting air traffic controller hiring to address staffing shortages and flight delays. Shares opened higher in Europe after a mixed session in Asia as investors pinned their hopes on weekend trade talks between China and the United States. U.S. futures and oil prices logged modest gains. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning, it's 8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel in the left lane of the left tube. It's a report of a broken down vehicle in the tunnel, and we're just waiting to see if we're going to go back to a green arrow on the south end, and right now we have not. So it's only one lane in the left tunnel, two lanes in the right tunnel. Very quickly, we back up on 95 beyond O'Donnell Street, and we're backing up towards the eastern Avenue ramp, and then, of course, we're going to get some overflow traffic on 895. Right now, 15-minute delay going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's going to back up maybe 15, 20 minutes for the traffic southbound on 895, but again, it's the left lane of the left tunnel southbound on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain. It could bit up today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today. 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day. Temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 61 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 63. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Former First Mariner Bank executive and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale will challenge incumbent Wes Moore in the 2026 Democrat primary for governor. The Baltimore native announced his candidacy yesterday, saying in part he is concerned about the state's high taxes, the economy, juvenile justice system, and the lack of job creation. Hale believes Maryland can be more business-friendly, saying at one time he even thought about moving out of the state because of the taxes, but he didn't want to leave because he is, quote, all in for Maryland. Naval support activity and the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis now require real ID compliant credentials for visitors entering through the Pedestrian Gate 1 Visitor Control Center. Accepted identification includes a real ID driver's license, U.S. passport, or an enhanced driver's license issued by the states of Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington. Non-U.S. citizens may only visit USNA and NSA Annapolis when escorted by a U.S. citizen who has DOD credentials and escort privileges.
Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at a commencement activity for a new facility to honor the late Elijah Cummings later this morning. He'll be joined by city, state, and congressional leaders at 10 on the site of the congressional Congressman Elijah Cummings Recreation Center. Officials say the center represents opportunity, legacy, and a brighter future for South Baltimore. It's 8:06 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Pick 3 Lottery 460, Pick 4 2380, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So is it still early or not? Talking about the Orioles, of course, in Anaheim today following a three-game sweep at the hands of the Twins. At 36 games into the season, that's 22%. O's sit at 13-23. They're a season high, 7.5 back. Here's Dean Kramer answering the question.
I still do believe that it's still early. It's really hard to not be able to go to the playoffs in the first like few weeks of the season.
But there is a price to pay, and this was articulated by Heston Kerstad in the postgame.
None of us are enjoying losing. It's definitely, you know, it takes a toll on us. You show up every day and you want to win, so going home with a loss is never the funnest way to go home.
Birds should get some help over the weekend, though. Tyler O'Neill is ready. Zach Eflin will start on Sunday, and apparently Jordan Westberg is on the way as well. Caps even their series with the Canes last night. 3-1 was the final. Play was chippy all night, especially late. Tom Wilson sums it up.
You see the emotion. You know, we're starting to dislike them a lot more as the series goes on.
Which will be continued Saturday night in Raleigh. The series tied at 1. Football news. The Panthers are cutting 3-time Pro Bowler and former Raven Jadeveon Clowney, opening up a possible reunion here in Baltimore. And finally, 3-time All-Star center fielder and World Series champion Chet Lemon has passed away. 7 seasons with the White Sox, 9 with the Tigers. Chet Lemon was 70 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, Towson Tiger lacrosse. Can they shock the world? And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, one of the big three for Bruce, Jasmine Crockett, making news. Reverend Robert Schuller of the Hour of Power Hour is going to join us. Also, God Always Wins, his latest book. Why so many Democrat, youthful voters are leaving the Democrat Party. And it ties back down to the lockdown. We'll hear from Reverend Schuller. Also, the fallout at the DGS continues after that audit, which was basically, we talked with Mackenzie Frost about it yesterday here on the show. She did her program, if you didn't get a chance to see it in depth, last night on Fox 45. Excellent program on what's going on, the DJS. And again, you lay this right at the feet of Wes Moore, the governor, Secretary Schiraldi, and sheriffs. Also, taking a look at what's happening here in this state, because they're the ones that left to pick up the pieces. And then these juvenile thugs are running around
They're basically stealing cars. They're right back out on the street stealing cars again, even before they can process them. It's just incredible. One of those sheriffs is Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, and he says this audit, which talks about mismanagement, that talks about the recklessness, the lack of ankle monitoring, the hiring of known felons to work at the DJS, he says this is just the tip of the iceberg.
The audit is just the tip of the iceberg for that organization. It's a horribly mismanaged part of state government.
It is horribly mismanaged. And the question here really is, who is ultimately going to be held responsible for this awful mismanagement?
But it didn't shock me that the secretary didn't take responsibility. In his typical fashion, he defers it to the previous administration. It's time to take responsibility for the inactions of the audit.
Now, I'm not saying the Hogan administration was perfect. Far from it, as we all know. But clearly, people have to be held accountable. Especially, look, any other job in America today, any job whatsoever, if you don't show up for it, or if you if you're a manager and you botch a hire that ends up costing your company money or ill repute, you get
consequences. Yeah,
there are consequences, except for in state and local government. And that's all because, according to Sheriff DeWeese, the politics of it.
But he always speaks in circles when he goes to speak with legislature. But quite honestly, I've really never seen them hold him completely accountable. You can tell they're aggravated by his responses, but they never really hold him accountable.
But that frustration didn't result in any sort of change or calls for action. Was that a missed opportunity for them?
I think it's politics. I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I think it's strictly politics.
Yeah, it is strictly politics. But it wasn't politics at Rikers Island where they said bye-bye to Vinny Schiraldi.
Yeah.
And down in D.C. when he was down there for a while, remember, he would invite some of the juvenile thugs over to his house for a barbecue.
That's great.
And they would escape from the house.
What a surprise.
And
who
would have
thought that's even possible?
And Governor Moore, I'm telling you, this goes to his judgment. Governor Moore thought this was the best guy to reform the DJS, and now we have an audit 3 years in. Actually, the audit started before, as Mackenzie told us yesterday. But 3 years of it is Vinny Schiraldi. He's done nothing to reform it for the better. Nothing.
8:13 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like that broken down vehicle is still in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left tube, left hand lane. So right now it's only the right lane open in the left tunnel. And with that, we only have the two lanes open on the right. So that backup right now starts at the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And very quickly, 895 gets the word that there's a problem on 95. And now we're back up there. It's almost back, and maybe now towards Pulaski Highway. So we went from being fairly quiet at both the tunnels all morning long to now looking at delays in the area of 20, maybe 25 minutes on the southbound side. And now we're getting some light rain again. The rain is having an impact on the Beltway. Slow in Parkville, slow in Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. On the west side, a couple of new minor accidents at Arundel County. Heads up, 175 at Dorsey Run Road and an accident near the airport at Dorsey Road at Aviation Boulevard. That's over on the southwest side of the airport. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain throughout the day today, maybe a thunderstorm, 68. Rain moves out tonight and overnight. And then the weekend is going to be really nice. Sunny, dry, 75 tomorrow. For Mother's Day, sunny on Sunday with a high near 80. Chance of light rain the next hour, 59 in Severn. And right now, 57 with rain in Bel Air. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM once again. It's time to find out which lefty has lost it and what is the cause of that particular lunacy. So let's head, if we're good, to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. Wow, here's a guy who says, you know, those progressive Democrats, they gotta go. What guy are we talking about? You know, that Democrat, old snakehead.
Ilhan Omar. says that white men are responsible for most of the deaths in the United States. So let me get this straight. 69% of people going to vote are white. Of that, 48.5% are males. So I don't know, my rough math is 33%. Let's go out and piss off 33% of the people that vote, and that's a smart strategy. I think these, honestly, I think these people are more trouble than they're worth.
That's James Carville. Not real fond of the progressive wing of his own party. I think there's a split coming there in some fashion. I just can't quite determine exactly what the split would be. Unlike the Republican Party, where they keep saying there's going to be a split, there's going to be a split because 5 to 10% of the Republicans aren't enthusiastic about Donald Trump. In this case, you're around 40 or 45% on one side and 50 or 55% on the other side. It doesn't seem logical to keep two conflicting philosophies together in one political party. Carville is on to something here, folks. Who leaves first? That's the question. Right now, James, thank you for coming back, and please say hi to Mayor Madeline. Get out of here.
8:16, 16 minutes after the hour. Let's take a phone call here from Ron in Northwest Baltimore.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, thank you. Okay, quick question. When somebody testifies before Congress, they have to give an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they are giving testimony and they are interrupted by the questioner, I'd love for them to say, excuse me, I have an oath to tell the whole truth, and if you don't let me tell my full answer, I can't tell the whole truth, and you're obstructing my oath. I'd love for them to do that.
I like that. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Or just say, I will follow the Constitution, period. That's it. Because they get yes or no. Yes, I will follow the Constitution. That's all they need to say. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate that. By the way, I got a lot of emails and stuff this morning about Pope Leo the Lefty,
yes,
saying that I was being unfair to him, that I should wait and see how mm-hmm. how his holiness, as a Catholic, you're right, but as a political pundit, as an analyst, I got to tell you, the man is almost as progressive as Pope Francis. Let me tell you one of the things that concerns me about Pope Leo the Lefty, besides his rebuke of J.D. Vance, of President Trump, his open borders policy, he is pro-gun control, he is a climate change guy. Bishop Joe Strickland, who is down in Tyler, Texas, had called out Joe Biden and a bunch of the so-called devout Catholics. They should not receive communion because they were pushing abortion.
Yeah, really, an awful lot of American Catholics, it seems to me, as I'm an outsider,
right,
okay?
Right.
But it seems to me that an awful lot of American Catholics are actually Episcopalians. I mean, they're Church of England. They're not.
Yeah, that's the schism that we face in the Roman Catholics and the American Catholics. The Roman Catholics are the traditional Catholics,
correct,
and the American Catholics are the more progressive left wing, the Jesuits, and so on and so forth. And Pope Leo the Lefty, along with Pope Francis the Red, were instrumental in basically excommunicating and taking. Bishop Strickland out of his mm-hmm. archdiocese. So they don't like people that challenge their beliefs.
But if indeed, look, and again, from the outside, I just wonder, if indeed Americans like Nancy Pelosi say, I'm not going to disavow my love of abortion, or my insistence that abortion be safe and legal so that women can end the pregnancy when they choose to. And if that specifically conflicts, I'm asking generally, if that specifically conflicts with Roman Catholic teachings, why are they then allowed to take confession?
Yeah. That's because ultimately that is you're confessing your sins, be they venial or being mortal. You're allowed to confess your sins, and that is the sacrament that Catholics believe that you should have it no matter what. You're on your deathbed. You've been a life of, let's say you're condemned a murderer on the death penalty. You're allowed to give your confession at the very last minute before they put you. So that's
always puzzling.
Yeah. And coming up also, we talk about Ed Hale Sr. in the first hour. Talk a little bit about that as well coming up in just a second. It is 8:20. Joining us once again is Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
We've got Marilyn, Pennsylvania's real estate expert on the line with us, so let's get right to it. So, Vinny, how's the real estate market going? Do you see buyers and sellers starting to wake up, or are they still sitting on that fence?
You know, Sean, obviously tariffs have dominated the news. Everybody's asking about how or if it's going to be affecting interest rates. So, anytime there's volatility, investors will flee to the safety of bonds, which normally will drive down interest rates, which we did see happen initially, and then the rates went the other way. It's really because of the word uncertainty. With that all being said, we're confident that the tariffs are going to be finalized and confirmed and after all the delays, and I do believe that rates should come down after that, which will be a positive thing, helping affordability for those looking to make a purchase.
Well, I guess that's some good news for would-be buyers and sellers. So if I'm a buyer out there, Vinny, should I be waiting for rates to ease a bit before I look seriously?
You know, Bruce, you know, overall, the housing market is very strong with some new reports that just came out indicating that affordability this year will be the best it's been in years. It's really a win all the way around. More inventory, prices increasing, but not the way that we were seeing it in the past, and an outlook for better rates. So we're seeing buyers entering the market that's aware of what's going on, and they're out trying to take advantage of the current opportunity.
So, Vinny, is that translating to more home sales, more homes going under contract? What are you seeing out there?
You know, Sean, the first thing that's happening, which is a precursor to everything else, is loan originations, which are up over 10%. Year over year, an expectation that one million more loans will be originated this year compared to last year. So smart buyers are out ahead of this right now, taking advantage of the increase in inventory.
A million is a pretty big number. So the market sounds pretty encouraging right now.
You know, Bruce, it's a new type of real estate market. You really have to make sure that your agent is on the top of their game and providing you with the best advice so you can not get frustrated or even worse, miss out on an opportunity to get top dollar for your current home or miss out on a great deal on your first home or your next home. So if you'd like to talk about what's going on in the market, how it may affect your plans, give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. Or you can always visit us at vinnystio.com.
Vinny, thanks so much. Appreciate that. You have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
Thanks, Vinny.
Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Check him out, Vinny Steele, today.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Whatever the incident is in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it's still blocking the left lane of the left tube. It's been in there for a while now, and we're down to just a single lane in that tunnel. The right tube is open with both lanes, but the backup now at 95 is back to and beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. And with the rain, it's really aggravating the cause there. So 20 to 25 minutes there, and now 895, which has no problems, is just taking a hit with the overflow traffic, and now we're sitting back at Moravia Road. So almost a 30-minute delay on 895, 25 minutes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, maybe a little bit longer, and of course it is raining. Still have the red X for the traffic coming out of the tunnel looking at that live. So only a single lane coming out of the left tunnel. Big delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says rain throughout the day today. Some thunderstorms possible. High 68. Rain moves out overnight. Sunny, dry, 75 tomorrow. Mother's Day, sunny, beautiful day. 80, the expected high. Right now, 59, some rain in Middle River, and it's 59 in Severn. So, in the first hour, we discussed that Baltimore Blast owner and area businessman Ed Hale Sr., who was with us on Wednesday morning here on the show, he announced, he was on Wednesday morning, said he had, commissioned a pollster, Patrick Gonzalez, to run a poll on Westmore, his vulnerabilities, his weaknesses, and his Ed Hale's name recognition, etc. And he was going to wait and see what the results of that poll were. And then 24 hours later, after appearing on this show, he announced he's running for governor, going to challenge Westmore as a Democrat in the Democrat primary. So Ed pulled the trigger. I guess he didn't want to wait for the results, and that's, you know, his prerogative. So, and then we talked to John Myrick yesterday for the second time here on the show. He is the lone Republican to have filed for 2026 for governor. And then in the 6 o'clock hour, Kristen came on, our executive producer, and she presented an idea that maybe she was for the first time contemplating a switch to Democrat to have a say. and whether Ed Hale is successful or not. She's still evaluating his positions and everything. But and that led me to think of, do you remember when Rush Limbaugh did Operation Chaos? Okay. And that was the Hillary Clinton, I think, that was to try to... And maybe it's time for some such... Because the Maryland GOP, I don't think they're ever going to get their act together. Maybe I... Look, I hope I'm wrong about that, but right now it doesn't appear like they will. So maybe the rest of us can have more of a say in two things. One, saving Maryland. Two, stopping Westmore from becoming the next Barack Hussein Obama. And we can do that if every single Republican... And I know that's a... pipe dream. But if a lot of Republicans register as Democrats and vote in the Democrat primary against Westmore, let's say it's Ed Hale, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the unaffiliated or the formerly independent voters, if they were to do the same, plus you have the old school Democrats, the crossover Reagan, Blue Dog Democrats. Right. So if you put that coalition together in an Operation Chaos Part 2, then maybe, just maybe, we would have enough to defeat Westmore in the Democrat primary next year.
It could be fun to watch, if nothing else.
It would be fun to do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you want, you switch back to the Republican for the general.
Well, that's and frequently you find that it is the situation in an awful lot of jurisdictions, particularly big city jurisdictions. People will tend to vote. They'll register as Democrats so that they have a voice in the Democrat primary, whether or not they vote a Democrat in the general. You know, it's been the case here for quite a long time in Baltimore. A lot of people in Baltimore are conservatives, but they register as Democrats so that they have some minor voice in the process, realizing that, at least for right now, it's a real uphill climb for a Republican to win statewide in the state.
Yeah, we're out registered 2-1, at least, in many jurisdictions. In some cases, even worse than that, 3-1. And so there, we just don't have the numbers. This would give us the numbers to have some say in a Democrat primary. So that would be, that would require Republicans re-registering as Democrats for next year's Democrat primary, the unaffiliateds re-registering as Democrats, and that doesn't make you progressive Democrat. It just allows you to vote in the Democrat primary. So I'm just curious what our listeners think of that idea, and number one, and number two, what we should call it. So Operation Save Maryland, Operation Chaos 2.0. Kristen, thoughts?
I'm thinking more, I just think we need to be Maryland first. And I think everybody should think about that and listen to their own conscience. And obviously we need to hear more about Ed Hale's specific views. But, you know, one thing I really like that occurred to me, and I've been trying to read up on him, is, you know, he is a rich man. He knows how to create wealth. He's created jobs. And he, again, like a Trump... He's not owned by anybody. He doesn't need this. So I don't want someone who's owned by the Democrat or Republican Party, or want their support for future runs. As he said, this is going to be the end of the road. I just want to give everything I can back to Maryland for helping me become a success, kind of like a Trump. He's not looking for something higher. But, you know, we also say the primary vote is important. So I would say everybody needs to do research now to see what other votes might be on their primary ballot. You don't want to not. Sometimes... in Republicans, there's a rhino and there's a MAGA. So it will depend on, I think, who comes up on your ballot. But I think you should consider someone who is Maryland first, and I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. Because to be honest, both the parties are the same.
Interesting point.
All right. You're good. Thanks.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song, or maybe you're missing pieces of conversations with old friends. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a family member, your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, it's AAIAudiology.com. AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
8:30 up next, Reverend Robert Schuller. Why are so many youthful voters turning away from the Democrats? Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at a commemorative groundbreaking for a new facility to honor the late Elijah Cummings. The mayor will be joined by city, state, and congressional leaders at 10 this morning on the site of the Congressman Elijah Cummings Recreation Center. Officials say the center represents opportunity, legacy, and a brighter future for South Baltimore. 14-year-old suffering from critical but non-life-threatening injuries following a shooting in Salisbury. Police were called to the Title Health Peninsula Regional Hospital overnight Thursday after the shooting happened around the 400 block of Prince Street in Salisbury. Salisbury Police, the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office are both investigating the shooting and are looking for a suspect. Washington County, check this out. They're looking for sponsors to support the 2025 Ice Cream Trail. There are various levels of sponsorship available for the journey through the county's finest ice cream establishment, something fun to do this summer. The $1,000 platinum sponsorship includes exclusive recognition on the trail's website, social media, and theater and advertisement, along with top logo placement on the Ice Cream Trail shirt. There are also sponsorships for $500, $250, $150. Gold shrouds have been draped at the cathedral for Mary, our Queen, in honor of Pope Leo XIV. Inside the church, Baltimore Archbishop William Laurie said a mass of thanksgiving in honor of the new pope on Thursday. The Archbishop says the selection of former Cardinal Robert Prevost was an inspired choice. He says the new Holy Father was born in Chicago, educated at Villanova, and he knows and understands the culture of the United States and the challenges and opportunities of the church in America. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back. And they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, pick 3 Lottery 460, pick 4 2380. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delays and some rain at both the Harbor Tunnels. The Fort McHenry Tunnel has the problem. It's a broken down vehicle, been there for a while now. Left lane of the left tube on 95 going into the tunnel. So only half of the capacity there. The right tube is open with two lanes, but the backup on 95 goes back to and beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And of course, it's raining again, so that's adding to it. 895 gets the word, and I'm telling you right now, just south of the city-county line at Moravia Road, 895 is at a standstill right at that point. 25-minute delay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 30-minute delay now southbound on 895, and the rain is still having an impact on the Beltway, slow on the Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, and we're still 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're dealing with the rain a good bit of today, but the rest of the weekend's dry. Showers and some thunder today, 68 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 75. Mother's Day, temperatures near 80. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the O's and Angels tonight in Anaheim, back end of a six-game road trip for Baltimore that has not started well, to say the least. Birds swept by the Twins, bullpen allowing three runs to cross in the bottom of the eighth in a 5-2 loss, wasting a stellar seven-inning performance by Dean Kramer, Orioles manager Brandon Hyde, after the game.
You know, it's the big leagues, and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations, and you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities, but just not moving the baseball with runners on base.
Bird's offense did indeed betray them again. Nine left on yesterday, batting a league low now, 191 with runners in scoring position. Outfielder Heston Kerstad on that.
I think there's a lot of us trying too hard. I would all speak for myself mostly. Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen.
Tomo Sugano will take the hill tonight for Baltimore at 9:38 p.m. opposite Kyle Hendricks. Angels are 15-21 themselves, and they're in last place, too. Seven back of the Mariners now in the West. Baseball news, Pirates firing manager Derek Shelton as they sit at 12-26, and they occupy last place in the NL Central. Caps got a huge game from Tom Wilson last night. Power play assist. Power play assist, empty netter, relentless defense, and a 3-1 series tying win against the Hurricanes. Here's head coach Spencer Carberry.
I just thought he was really engaged. His line was good tonight. They did some good things forecheck wise. Ozil.
In the locker room afterwards, the Great Eight agreed with his coach.
He set the tone. He's our leader, and he plays smart. He plays physical. Scored a big goal, and in the playoffs, you have to play like that.
Game 3 Saturday night in Raleigh. Puck drops at 6 p.m. NCAA Men's Lacrosse Tournament begins this weekend in earnest. Number 2 seed Maryland hosting Air Force on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Meanwhile, consider the Towson Tigers with a nation-best 10-game winning streak going Offensive Player of the Year Mikey Washar in their conference out of Archbishop Spalding and the Conference Rookie of the Year in Ronan Fitzpatrick. The Tigers will take on the Princeton Tigers in New Jersey Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the MIAA High School playoffs get underway today. Lacrosse, Spalding and McDonough have first-round byes. St. Paul's and Calvert Hall, Loyola and Boys Latin will meet in the quarterfinals. And finally, the talk this morning was about how often pulling your goaltender actually works in the NHL. Well, the answer is about 15%. But 45 years ago, before the miracle on ice, the USA pulled it off in grand fashion.
35 seconds remaining into the corner. Behind the net now, the United States with the net empty and trailing by one here. Against the boards, it's rolled out in front. Here's a chance. Scores!
Billy Baker pulled it out for the U.S. in that one, a 2-2 draw with Sweden, which set the stage for the miracle on ice. And that is the week in sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
All right, it's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Scheduled to talk to Reverend Robert Schuller of Schuller Ministries, The Hour of Power, on his new book. We are having some difficulty getting in touch with him, so if he's not able to join us this morning, we'll reschedule another day. Interesting email here from one of our listeners, and I want to make sure we get a chance to at least posit this as a theory. Now, of course, I had said earlier this morning that I felt that there's no way the Democrat machine, which is now dominated and run by progressives, we had Ed Hale on Wednesday morning. He got off the air at 9 o'clock. There was a message on my machine 10 minutes later from the governor's office wanting, where can we get the audio? We'd like to listen to the audio.
And then when we put up the link to the audio, there was a glitch in the audio. And so when I called them back, they said, oh, no, we listened. There it was part of it was missing. So we fixed the link, and they were very high. So I guess they – but why would they all of, you know, feel so threatened by an Ed Hale Sr. That they wanted to listen to the audio
that quickly?
And or maybe they just wanted to know what the opposite – but I think that what the Democrat Party will do is they will – if they feel threatened by Ed Hale Sr., and who knows what the polling will show right now, the governor's approval rating is still above 50%.
Yeah.
Look, Even though it's down a little bit.
I think if you're pulling odds right now, I would give Hale around a 1 in 4 chance.
Talking about 25% chance.
Yeah, 25% chance of getting the nomination.
Now, what?
That increases exponentially if indeed the current sitting governor decides to take his smile on the campaign trail for president.
Well, here, that's what leads to Brian. Yes. He wrote us an email saying that, hey, guys, Mr. Hale is running because he knows for a fact he will not be challenging Westmore. I'm fairly sure he's been told that Westmore is definitely running for president. And Hale threw his hat in the ring to finish out Johnny Zero's term, but was instructed by the Maryland Democrat Party as to just what the plan is. So they're basically saying that Ed Hale already knows that Westmore is running for president, and he's not going to seek re-election in 2026. He'll finish out his term, run for president in 28, and he will be the placeholder, I guess. I guess that's what Brian is saying. Not sure I buy that. Then why would they call and want the audio unless they're really scheming on this particular issue? But so what would you increase his odds, or would his odds increase, if a significant number of Republicans and unaffiliateds re-registered, crossed over in an Operation Chaos-like vote in the Democrat primary? What would his odds be then?
I think they go from 1 in 4 to 2 in 5. And I think that marginally he'd be better off. And depending on exactly how effective that movement would be, it could be that he goes to 2.5 to 5, somewhere in there. But I don't think it gives it to him as a lock. And I think that this simply increases his odds a bit.
Okay. Reverend Schuller is with us, so we'll get him on here on our Newsmaker Hotline. Of course, you recognize him from Schuller Ministries, The Hour of Power Television. His new book is God Always Wins. Reverend Schuller, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Ah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you here. Look, there was a recent piece, a Harvard poll, stating that a significant number of youthful voters are abandoning the Democrat Party, and you had written it as to that's true, and many reasons why. Why do you think there's a lack of support for Democrats as a direct result of our youth?
Well, I don't know how anyone could make any defense to keep them in the Democrat Party. You have to remember, this is the generation who only a few years ago were told you're not allowed to graduate from high school, you're not allowed to go to prom, you have to wear plastic, you have to put a diaper over your face, you are killing your grandmother, the science says this, this, and this, all of which is baloney. You have to change. I'm sorry, you want to continue in women's sports, you have to compete against men, and you have to dress. In fact, you have to go to the locker room and dress in front of them. And then we wonder, why are they leaving this party that forced all of this on them? And it's the bigger question would be, what took them so long?
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Dr. Reverend Robert Schuller, God Always Wins is the book. We're talking about the book here and what you call scientism in just a moment, so hang with us.
8:43 right now, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Been almost an hour now with this broken down vehicle in the left tube, left-hand lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The understanding was that they had vehicles standing by alongside the tunnel that in the eventuality of these things, they'd be in there, get the thing out and move it before major backup occurred. Well, that hasn't happened. It's still in there, and it's still blocking the left-hand lane. 95 is backed up, not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. But if you're sitting on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, that's the alternate route because the Key Bridge, of course, is down. 895 is dead stopped at Moravia Road. 25 minutes on 95, 30-minute delay south on 895 right now.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says rain on and off throughout the day today. It was 68, maybe a thunderstorm right now in the city. It is raining in 56. On our newsmaker hotline is Reverend Robert Schuller of Schuller Ministries. You recall the Our Power TV program back in the 2000s. And, of course, his new book, God Always Wins. Reverend, you talk about it. This is the scientism. Is a leftist cult. In this in this new book, you expose how the left is recruiting into this fake religion. So, if you would, what is scientism, and why are so many people tuning away or turning away from it?
Well, first of all, scientism is using false science as a means to manipulate the masses. It's creating a jargon and creating a technocracy, which shows that only experts are allowed to rule. And if you're not an expert because you don't have the jargon, you don't understand everything, then you're not allowed to rule. You're not part of science. And this happens every time we take our eyes off of God. There is one God, Yahweh. He appeared to Moses, said, I am. He led the people out of captivity in Egypt. And every time we take our eyes off of God, we create a pantheism of gods, because you can't have one God that can replace one God. If you have one God, you can call him by a different name, and you still have God. So we replace God with a pantheon. And the modern pantheon that we have is scientism. And it started in the 60s when we took prayer out of our schools, we took the Bible out of our schools, we took the Ten Commandments out of our judicial system, and as a result of that, we have created this new scientism that says, well, there's more than two genders. You can be any gender you want. And there is no science to back that up. The science, if you look into it, the history, you can, if you want to know how to find the science and examine the science, look at WPATH. It took over the whole issues of genderism and this quote-unquote science. There is no science. If you look at the science of social distancing that was thrust upon us, there is no science. There was never any tests done. It was just pulled out of the air. 6 feet, if we stay 6 feet away from each other. And we can go on and on. The same with masks. Masks don't work. They have little or no impact whatsoever, and yet people still go around wearing these things over their faces.
The face diapers.
All they're doing is separating themselves from other people.
Reverend Schuller, the predicate for all of this, though, it seems to me, is somehow for a movement to delegitimize God as an entity. To assume the responsibilities of God. If you belong to a political party that is tied to God in one fashion or another, that's not likely to happen. If you belong to a political party that says we should be ruled by experts, the experts then supplant God in the worship pantheon. They become the individuals who will determine what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong, what one must do and what one must not do. I would posit that the first party currently is the Republican Party, and the second party is the Democrat Party, who want government to push a religion out of the town square. They want to diminish the role of family by assuming those responsibilities itself, so that government itself becomes the God. Am I wrong on that?
No, it sounds like you read my book, because that's exactly what what my book does. Is it goes through the various areas in which government has displaced God and put in these new controls in order to control the masses. So they have to start, and that's why the Communist Party always has started with the abolition of God. That's where it starts. So the first god of scientism is anti-God. And from anti-God, you go to anti-family, anti-human flourishing. And the antis go on until you get to the final chapter. And the final chapter is the only pro-God, the only thing that they have to hold on to, and that is pro-blood sacrifice. That is why it is so important for the left to hold on to the abortion is because that is their blood sacrifice to the God self. They have to be able to say that they control themselves. And if God blesses us with something that we don't want, we have to have the ability to push that aside, to kill it, and to maintain our control of ourselves. This is just the steps that we see within this pantheon of scientism, all which has no foundation. Women can absolutely flourish and be pregnant and give birth, and if they are not in a position to care for that baby, give it up for adoption. There is nothing. We understand that. The problem is when God blesses us with something beautiful, is we take that gift and we destroy it. That is an abomination to God. God wants to bless us in so many ways.
The book is God Always Wins, Divine Liberation from the Gods of the Woke by Reverend Robert Schuller. Thanks for getting up so early for us here this morning. I know you're out on the West Coast. We really appreciate it, Reverend. And good luck with the book.
Well, thank you. I'm an early riser, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
All right. Thanks so much.
I get to watch the sunrise.
You have a great weekend. That's Reverend and Dr. Robert Schuller. God Always Wins. It is a great... You find out about scientism, which really is Marxism on steroids. It's a great book to read. Share it with friends. 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Rob Carson on the radio, and now we got a pope named Rob. All hail Pope Rob. Now, on a serious note, is Robert Francis Prevost named the new pope, will become the Francis successor following 2 days of voting inside the Sistine Chapel. He's from Chicago. This country that's been around 250 years, our 250th anniversary coming up, and we now have a pope from the United States of America. That is remarkable.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's interesting to me as a former Chicagoan to hear how somebody from Kansas City thinks Chicagoans talk. Not even close, Rob, but one hell of a try. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
I'm sure you'll get a call later.
I figure.
All right, so look, it's been an hour that this broken down vehicle has been in the left tube of the left lane at the left lane of the left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Almost an hour. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was an oversized vehicle. I don't know exactly what it is, but they have not cleared this vehicle in an hour from the left tube there going south on 95. Still backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 took a big hit. They take the overflow. So we're still aggravating with the rain and everything else. We're still backed up 25 or 30 minutes southbound
going into both the harbor tunnels. The rain increasing again through the area. The new update with some more rain now arriving from the west. And with the rain slowing on the Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. Low beams on. And, of course, continue to watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast for today, it's going to be wet. Rain throughout the day today. Some thunderstorms possible, 68. And then the weekend is here. It's going to be gorgeous. Sunny, dry, and 75 tomorrow for Mother's Day. Happy Mom's Day, Kim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be 80 and sunny. Might be a boat day for Mom.
Yeah.
No, not on Mother's Day. I got to treat my mom on Mother's Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get to treat your mom, you mean.
Yeah.
Not have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Bruce. We can strike the first one for the record.
That never happened.
Yeah, so of course we have lots to talk about today. The new Pope, an American Pope, that's kind of centered around the question of the day. Are people happy with the pick? I know there were a lot of chatter about whether or not he was anti-Trump or anti-Trump policies. I know things were said about J.D. Vance. But then on the other side of it, I saw that the LGBTQIA community was not so happy with him either, which is kind of good news in my view. So, I wonder what people are thinking about it. So we're going to talk about that today. Obviously, Joe Biden was on The View yesterday, and he's blaming sexism and racism for the fact that Kamala Harris did not win. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, well, he's kind of continuing. He picked up right where he left off, being the most divisive president in the history of the United States.
Yeah, good point. And, to have Jill Biden sitting there. At this point, I feel like it's elder abuse. I think this is her.
I thought it was nice for a visiting angel to join him on the set.
Yeah.
Look, they have to create a market for a $30 million book deal. His and hers, book stories.
Yeah.
So you got to rehab this image a little bit. And
so basically, he would then write the first half of the first sentence, and then she would say, well, actually, Joe, and then write the rest of the paragraph.
It's sort of like a song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, but with Jill and Joe Biden.
A lot more Jill, a lot less Joe.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, it would be great if Joe Biden started a podcast where he would just mumble.
Yeah.
It would probably be listened to more than Michelle Obama's. He'll get more hits on that one.
That's like saying a picture of a fire on the internet would draw more than Michelle Obama's.
Yes. Hey, don't knock until you tried it.
Yeah. No, that's a bad podcast she has there. And of course, I know you guys had Ed Hale on with the exclusive, I should say, and he made that official announcement yesterday. So we're going to talk about that. I did see where he used the words fiscal crisis here in Maryland. And I think that really just sums it up for everybody, no matter which side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah. So a lot of ways to go. But it's interesting now that there is a Democrat challenger to Westmore.
Yeah. And so early in the game.
And they, as I said earlier, they were on top of it. They wanted that audio of that interview the day of.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Carter Elliott called, left a message on my machine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They wanted it because the link was bad or something. We had to fix the link. So it's up there now. So they have it.
There you go.
Carter Elliott, so Wes's people?
Yes.
Interesting. Did he then say that Wes is going to come on your show?
I said,
We hope.
I said, so the invitation's out there, and he said they'll get back to us. So
all right.
Oh, I think that's great news. It's not a no. There's a chance.
That's right.
Just depends. Kim Klesing Live coming up next.
Right, back when I was a kid, I had that little hat with a tail on it. Then, it always reminds me of this particular song.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett on some radio show or a podcast yesterday. Listen to the series of whoppers she comes up with this time.
They try to act like, oh, political violence. It's the Democrats and it's the liberals. And it's like, actually, baby, y'all got the white supremacists galore, okay? Like all of them. You got the Proud Boys. You got the neo-Nazis inherently in like who you are. Y'all are violent. Y'all are a violent group of people. Like, you attract violent actors. And, like, I'm sorry. I know they tried to make Black Lives Matter out to be the most violent. That they, oh, what about Black Lives Matter? No.
Yeah,
so that's the thing.
Yeah. Please notice the excessive use of that one word.
Even some of, like, the comical stuff. Like, look at Pete, right? Like, because we love DUI hires, right? But, you know, like, I mean, like, I think that it's fair that, like, people are like, yo, like, this is a joke, right? No, it's not. It's like this terrible nightmare. He is not only, like, very sinister and has no idea of what he's doing, and people are like, oh, no, he absolutely knows, because he's the richest man in the world. Like, yes, he knows how to hire smart people. We really don't know how much damage they're causing. Like, the stench ain't getting off of you, Trump, honey. Like, you are a problem. Like, incomprehensible.
Like, for sure. That's like Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
For those of you playing Morning Drive Bingo at home, that completes today's card. Kennedy, Gnome, Jasmine Crockett. See you Monday at 6. God bless our troops. God bless
you. This is the right choice for Maryland.